I'm dumb.
Why are you dumb?
Because I had the wrong sound thing hooked up. You know.
Big dummy.
God, you're also dumb.
Happy New Year, dummy heads.
Oh, yeah. It still smells like...
Was that Trevor trolling around in the mask the other day?
Trevor?
I thought it was him. Oh. Someone came in with, like, the V mask, you know? What a thing a non wear.
Oh, yeah.
The Occupy mask.
Whatever you want to call it.
It was Brad.
I'm pretty sure it's an Occupy mask.
He knows way too much about it for it not to be him.
Yep.
A naked man tried to flag me down last night.
Was it Soliton?
Did you get a boner?
I told him
Soliton's my hero.
It kind of looked like Soliton. I dropped off a fare in Calalente, which is kind of like a clothing optional resort over here on US 41, but like gravity is bad. Gravity sucks.
It sure is.
And the sun is bad too because it adds wrinkles and gravity just pulls things down. And yet they want to remove their clothes so they can be natural and
hello.
Get sand.
It's awful. Hello, hello.
Hi, Trevor. Hello.
God, it's Trevor.
Hey, Trevor, you dumb jerk.
I've got no enthusiasm today. I'm like, yeah.
People. I don't either. I don't even know why I'm doing this. We're on the air, by the way.
Yeah, oh, nice. Yay.
Dark Stranger, your hair and Tiny Chat is scaring me.
What, my fro?
No, your bear.
I thought you meant my fro.
I thought he said hair too.
Oh. Well, that too.
Oh my god, look. He's back again. Evil, Yeah.
Roar.
Guy Fawkes.
I like the bear.
We call in some hotels and getting some, gay people to fight?
Okay. Oh wait, I gotta text somebody. Hold on.
Let's break out windows and such.
Have them throw their TVs out.
Mm-hmm.
That's
flush a pillow down the toilet to reset the plumbing.
Flush your cell phone down the toilet. It's going to explode in 5.
I think 2012 should be a new direction for us where we do the stuff like that.
I always thought it would be funny, like they did on the Dana Carvey shows. There was, I think it was Steve Carell and Dana Carvey.
The ones that did like shitty pranks.
But they'd be really beneficial to people.
Like they'd pay for their gas and then they'd run away.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, we got them.
Filling up.
I love those guys.
Mr. Cha City. Oh my god. He gave a whole bunch of money out to randomly people, but updates.
Those skits were the only funny things on that show. Those prank guys.
Well, I like Steve Carell and doing the waiter that got sick.
I don't remember that one.
Hello?
Hello, this is Carl from the front desk.
Hey, Carl, how you doing?
We need you to stop with the noise and the marijuana.
Yeah, dude, he called me. He goes, are the drug dealers here? Did you call the drug dealers? I go, yeah. And he goes, what'd they say? He said they're going to be there in half an hour. He goes, they're going to knock on my door? And he's like, yeah, in half an hour. Thanks, man.
You guys, this is Rappy. We're on the air, Rappy, and there's people on with
hey,
us.
Hey, Rappy.
Hi, Rappy.
Hey, what up?
Like, and that is his friend, the bomb, is trying to set up a drug deal with the golden calculator.
I got this golden calculator. It's gonna be awesome.
22-inch rims spinning.
You can trade drugs for fanny packs.
I love that fucking song, dude.
What song?
Oh, cool. God bless you all.
Rear.
That's probably my favorite on there.
Rock on. So, oh, yeah. Well, here, I have a really boring phone call. It's like a half an hour long, but it has everyone's phone number in it. Paul's shitty drug dealer friends. Jose and Tomas.
Hey, Arby. I sent you a YouTube link on Steve Carell and Stephen Colbert getting sick, reading as waiters on the Dana Carvey show.
Oh, cool.
They got mad like, water dick.
If I watch it right now, you guys will hear it.
Yay.
I'll bookmark it, though. Like, I mean, I'll watch it after.
Cool.
Will you, though?
I really will. No, you won't. It's sitting there in an open window. It's going to be watched.
Live. Hey, Rappy, I got punched the walls as my ringtone to my brother, who actually did that once.
Hell yeah. Dude, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, I need to...
Hey, Rappy, can you...
make a new ringtone.
Can you text me the bomb's number, or... Yeah. I guess you can't text if you're on the phone, though.
I can... are you on a Skype or like a chat room or something?
Skype.
Yeah, we're on Skype.
Send it to his drill phone.
Say it to me in code.
Wait, can I just tell it to you over the phone? Is that safe?
Gave out his social for crying out loud.
Yeah,
well, seriously. This is
I know.
This is somebody else's number. Yeah, go ahead. I'm gonna take us off the air for a second.
No. Well, okay.
Just for this part.
Yeah. All right. Hold on. Let me get it. Sorry, Brad.
Okay.
All right. Let me get it.
God.
Okay. You not realize how long we wait on the phone for like random people just to answer for bacon orders?
Did you listen to PLA Radio, Rappy?
Time.
He can't hear.
That was hilarious at PLA Radio.
It was
hey,
good.
Brad?
Hey.
You turkey.
I can't find it because my phone's it won't let me talk and look at numbers.
I can call you back, or you can call us back.
All right, I'll text you the number and then I'll call you back.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Oh my God, there's a Rappy McRapperson channel on last.fm.
Yeah, I saw that.
Red, the new PLA radio is great. I thought there'd be more Hecathorn, though.
No Hecathorn, because he gets us, like, he's, I don't know, he'll complain and get the website taken away or something.
he's the one who did at work, I got in trouble for reading all the recent Hecathorn hijinks. It was totally worth it.
He's a master.
I'm, like, reading your copy of his bizarre website. Tipping $40 is perfectly normal and showing up 5 times a week.
Hey, let's call the bar, the Players Pub, and fuck with them. Players.
Tell them some guy named Jason left a bad review on Help. Or Yelp, I mean.
Oh, where is it?
I wonder how computer business is going.
There's Players Pub. God, Gunner, mute. Hi, Gunner.
Hi, Gunner.
Gunner. Force of Godfather, this is Brendan. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Jason Hecathorn. Have there been any calls there for me? Because my parole officer only has this number to call, and... He doesn't have my new number
parole
yet.
Parole officer?
Yes, and, like, he still has this number.
I don't get it. Like, you work here?
No, I'm a customer there. My name's Jason Johnson.
Your parole officer's calling here for you?
Well, no, I'm calling to see if he did call. Did a parole officer call for Jason Johnson? Can you ask around?
Can you hang on just a second? I'll ask my manager, okay?
Okay.
It's his emergency contact.
hold on, Rappy.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Rafi, hold on.
Hey,
We're I don't know what we're doing. This doesn't make sense now that I think about it.
Do you have a pen? I got the number.
Okay, hold on.
I've got better than a pin.
Got thrown out of the ambulance. And Players Club is his emergency contact.
Did it pull up for Paul? Okay, I'm sorry. Nobody knows anything about that.
Okay, even the manager? What about all the bartenders? They all know me.
The bartenders?
Yeah.
I'll go ask the bartender.
Ask him.
Hold
if,
on.
And the... Okay.
Make sure to be quiet, Rappy.
Rappy, what's the bombs? What's the phone number?
425.
Okay.
306.
Oh, wait. Okay, hold on. Okay. There. I took it off the air, so nobody heard that.
Okay.
What should we say to him, Rappy?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what it's about. I'm... anything.
Mr. Spessa, you should talk to the bomb.
Who's the bomb?
He's a famous rapper. He's calling up...
How famous?
I don't know. Like, I didn't know...
He's calling up Rappy, and he's trying to set up drug deals. Like, he wants to sell a golden calculator.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Jason Johnson.
Jason Johnson?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're wanting to know what?
If my parole officer is called.
Not that I know of. Why would they call us?
Because I put you down as my emergency contact because I was in there so much last year.
Okay.
So the answer is no?
That I know of, no.
Okay. I don't appreciate your attitude about it.
What attitude is that?
The attitude that you're giving me right now?
I was not giving you any attitude.
Listen to you. You're practically yelling at me.
I am.
Yes, you are. Okay. I agree with you that you are.
Why don't you come into the bar and tell me I'm yelling at you then?
No, but you guys don't let me in the bar anymore.
I what?
I got 86 from the bar months ago.
And why'd you get 86?
I don't know, because you guys are retarded. I'm going to let you go, though. I've got to call the bomb and set up my drug deal.
Do what you gotta do, man.
Bye.
Good luck with that.
We'll call back. He cares.
How do they not know him? You know?
I don't know.
Weird.
Maybe the whole story's a lie.
What names did he use when we're working there?
Jason Johnson. Hmm. So Rappy, should Mr. Spessa be like a drug dealer? And
yeah, either his name's Jose or his name's Tomas. Those are Steve's little friends' names. Okay. Steve's dealer's friends.
And they know him as... Steve's. Yeah.
Their name's Jose, either Jose or Tomas.
Okay, so. And his name is Steve. You want to do it, Mr. Spessa?
Sure. What the hey?
Just be random. I don't know. Just
and ask if you have a gold... He's trying to sell his golden calculator for drugs.
Whatever that means. I want to see a picture of this golden calculator.
Yeah.
And
you're right.
Whatever you do, don't mention Rappy, because Rappy doesn't want his name mentioned.
Okay.
And whoever's breathing, cut it out.
Yeah.
No breathing allowed on this show.
Hold it in.
Maybe it was me.
Hello?
Hey, I was calling about the drugs.
Who's this?
Tomas referred me. There's an ad on Craigslist about drugs, and I was wondering if you still had any of those.
Yeah, that's me. I'm Steve.
What? Right, no, I'm Steve. Calling about an ad on Craigslist. Tomas pointed out an ad to Craigslist on me.
No, Mom, I'm not giving the phone back.
No, I'm not your
mom.
Yeah,
I just told that to my mom. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I forgive you.
Okay, so yeah, I've got, hold on. I have to walk.
Okay.
Dad, shut up. Don't follow me out here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. Just tell your parents we're trying to do a drug deal. They need to back off.
He just shut the door. Now, I've got a gold calculator.
Like spray-painted gold?
What?
Is it
no,
like gold
clad? No, it's real gold, real.
Like 14 karat A solid?
Yeah, 14 karat solid.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
How many ounces of gold is in there?
I don't know.
Well, give me an idea as to its measurements. Are we talking like 12 inches
Five
by
inches.
7 inches?
5 inches. Six by four.
6 by 4.
Yeah.
And then how many inches thick? Like
3 or 4 millimeters.
Holy jeez. Yeah, what do you want for that?
I want 4 grams.
Coke? H what?
Yeah, Coke.
Okay.
I live in Issaquah. My house is in Miramont Subdivision.
I think I know where that is. What's your address? I'll put it into MapQuest.
15203rd Avenue, Southeast Issaquah, Washington, 8027.
Okay. Okay. 15206 263rd. I should be looking up.
No, it's a house, and my phone's about to die.
Oh shit! Okay.
I'm gonna meet you in my driveway.
Okay. Yeah. Will you be wearing?
No. I'm gonna meet you on the street by my mailbox.
Okay. Yeah. I'll just. Okay. Cool. That sounds good.
And you may, once you get up the hill, you make a right on 263rd Avenue. House on the left.
Okay, cool. I'll be my car is a
I'm talking to one of my friends, Dad.
Yeah. Back off, Dad. My car is a it's like a Ford. It's all black. It's got some red and white lights on top. And yeah, I'll be there in like 5 minutes.
Okay, man.
Okay, cool. Will you be? Can you hold up a sign so I know it's you?
I've got blonde hair.
Blonde hair. Well, there's a lot of people with blonde hair. Can you like hold up a sign for me? Do you have any cardboard and a Sharpie?
I've got glasses. They're black rimmed, and I've got blonde hair.
Glasses. Well, that fits the description of a lot of people. How will I know it's you?
Oh, you will know.
Do you have any like a cardboard and a magic marker there?
Yeah, dude.
Could you make like a sign and kind of hold it up for me so I know it's you?
Yeah.
Okay. What will the sign say?
It'll say whatever. I have to go now.
It'll just say whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. Like WHATEVER?
Yeah.
Can you put like an exclamation point at the end of that?
What?
Just put like whatever and then an exclamation point.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. That sounds like a plan.
Okay.
Okay.
I gotta go.
Fine, I guess, if you must. Wait, could I talk to your mom real quick?
No, you cannot.
Okay, how about your dad?
No, you cannot.
Or you're kind of sketching me out there. Is there some reason why?
They don't want to talk to you, man. And I have to give them the phone back, so I have to go.
Well, yeah, give them the phone back. I just want to talk to them. I just want to make sure they're, you know, they're chill.
You cannot talk to them. I have to hang up the phone, man.
No, I just want to make sure they're chill real quick.
You cannot talk to them. I have to hang up the phone.
Why? Smoke weed every day.
Why? Because my parents are a little bit upset about the whole thing, but...
I'm not going to say nothing. I just want to make sure...
It'll be safe, though.
I just want to make sure they're chill, yo.
Mom, can you talk to this guy and tell him whatever's okay?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Who is this?
I'm sorry. My name is David McBrierson. I am actually. I think you're. Was that your son I was just speaking to?
Yes.
Okay. Are you aware he's trying to purchase cocaine off the internet?
No, I'm not aware of that. Who are you?
Okay. I actually. I have a. I put up an ad for some antique Coke bottles. I handle Coca-Cola paraphernalia, you know, like the old soda, you know, fountains. And apparently he called me up and told me that he was interested in purchasing Coke. And I said, Coca-Cola? And he said, no, cocaine. And then he said he's pawning a bunch of his parents' stuff, so he should have money for it. And he tried to arrange a drug deal. And I'm tempted to just call the cops right now. Is your address 15206 263rd Avenue Southeast in Issaquah? 980.
He's mentally ill, okay?
Okay, is this something I should get the authorities involved in or something? Because he's... I mean, I run a respectable antique business, and he's
okay.
Calling me up at all hours. You know, he's basically threatening me, telling me if I don't kick him down some coke that he's going to... put his fist in my A.
Well, we're taking this phone away, and I can assure you that he won't be calling you anymore.
Okay. Do you mind my asking how old he is? Because he sounds pretty old to be. I mean, is this like a child protection issue or?
Is it what?
Do you mind my asking how old he is? Because he seems pretty old there. And I just
he's an adult and he's mentally ill. Okay.
Okay, so would you like me to have the authorities out there? Because he gave me your address there. I could probably get someone out there.
I can assure you he won't be calling you again.
Okay, well, it seems like just to be on the safe side, maybe I should let the police know he's trying to purchase drugs there. You know, just to... I don't know, what do you think?
He's a sick individual. He's under doctor's care. I don't know what's going on here, okay?
Oh, is there a doctor there right now?
He's under doctor's care. I don't know what's going on here. But
is there a doctor there right now? It doesn't sound like it. It seems like to be under a doctor's care, you'd have to have a doctor there with you. I don't know, maybe... do you need me to call someone? Has he threatened you or hurt you in any way? Because he was threatening me. He said he was going to rape me with a Coke bottle. And I you know, I don't find that amusing at all.
He's gone. He's gone.
Oh, damn. I don't know. I don't know any. I didn't know any of the backstory with that. I hope that was.
LOL, that was, mentally ill.
Did you have
that was hilarious.
I thought his act was just an act.
That was awesome.
You don't feel horrible about that, Raffy?
What else?
You don't feel horrible about that?
No, he freaking called me up having some fucking drugs and being a jerk. It's good.
Awesome.
Yes.
His parents are good.
I think you're saving him. You know, you're like, you're this is for the best.
Heck yeah.
Yay.
I think his parents are pissed.
Did he spend all his money on a golden calculator?
I want to see his golden calculator.
That's a pretty big. That's a pretty big calculator. I mean, you said it was what, 4x6?
Yeah, and 2 or 3 millimeters thick.
His parents are blind.
We need to call back from the FAP Futures Foundation.
Do you want us to call back, Raffy?
No,
call
no.
back and say he stole your golden calculator.
It's probably just a regular calculator. He spray painted gold.
By the way, I stopped his address from going out on the air. So like, hopefully people won't start visiting him.
Why is it Tuesday?
Tuesday? No, it's Sunday. I'm just bored and doing a show.
Hell yeah. Rock on.
It's fun. You know.
Yeah, see?
Who should we call next? Let's. Do you have Jose's number? Let's call the drug dealers.
Yeah, I have Jose's number. Yeah.
Yay! Messing with them is a good idea.
Happy New Year. Right.
Yeah. Jose's number is Jose and Thomas.
Power sales in the last year.
Okay. Actually, no, I only have Tomas's number. That's 425.
Oh, hold on one second.
Okay.
Wait, can someone else type it into the chat for me?
All right, are you ready?
Okay, Dark Stranger's doing it. Ready, go.
425-512.
Okay. Okay, I see
plus
it.
In there.
And it didn't go out on the air, I hope. Who wants it?
Herbal Bacon thinks I'm a fuck-up, so he, like...
I think this is the Mr. Spessa call.
I think everything tonight should be Mr. Spessa.
Yes.
I agree.
Mr. Spessa is not responding.
Don't care.
Can somebody...
Right.
Tell him you're calling from the corporate office to verify the purity of his cocaine.
He's probably being a good father.
Mr. Spessa.
Yeah, this is a guy this guy named Tomas is a guy who sells drugs to a mentally ill person.
Are we going to get the bomb, are we going to get him killed?
No. By who, Tomas? No, Tomas is a freaking loser. Some fucking knucklehead who,
oh, it says it's in his pants. Here, let me try again.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to dial. I'll talk to him, I guess.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of...
Ooh, press all the buttons.
I'll keep trying.
Is this the bomb again?
No, this is the bomb's drug dealer, or would-be drug dealer. But Rappy's messing it all up for him.
You're such a good person, Rappy.
Yay.
Praise the J, Rappy. Can we tell the drug dealers to praise the J?
Absolutely.
And convert
you have reached the Sprint voicemail box.
Shall I leave a message?
425. Sorry.
I guess I can't.
You ruined it.
Stupid DiBaggio.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
I like how the bomb didn't say a thing about that.
So is he really mentally ill?
I think so.
I can't believe he put his mom or his dad on the phone.
I know,
I
didn't.
The Sprint voicemail box of 4255187462.
Hey, this is the bomb. I'm calling to buy some drugs from you, and I have a golden calculator, and you're going to give me drugs for the golden calculator, because that's a fair exchange. You're making way more than you would if I gave you cash. And if that doesn't work, I'm going to rap for you, because, as you know, I'm a famous rapper. They call me the bomb father. So I'm going to keep calling back nonstop until you pick up. Pick up your phone. Okay, bye. Okay.
Is that your rappy impersonation?
That's the bomb. That's my bomb father impersonation.
Oh, that was the bomb.
The bomb father.
Oh, I didn't say... I should have said Steve.
Huh?
I'll be your new friend, Steve Rappy.
Yay.
What are you up to tonight? You want to call some 7-Elevens? Some plaid pantries, I mean?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't care. Whatever.
There, let me get a plaid pantry locator. I wish they had plaid pantries that were not in Oregon.
I suck at doing prank calls. Does someone else want to do them?
Yeah, you're not that bad, Rappy. You know how to start a good one.
You're amazing, Rappy. You call people dingbats. You can't go wrong with that.
You dingbat.
Okay, I'll just yell really loud then.
Just be a total asshole.
Okay.
That's good. Is Lake Hills, is that above Seattle or below it?
East.
There's no plaid pantries east. So I'm going to call one north of Seattle. It's in your area code, though.
Oh, cool.
Maybe I'll get you arrested tonight because it's local to you.
Yay.
Plaid 306.
Hey, is this the plaid pantry?
Yep.
Hey, what up?
Hey, what's going on?
Just nothing much, just chilling. This is, by the way, my name is Roy, and I'm calling from the corporate office. I was wondering, could you put me on the phone with a customer?
Put you on the phone with the customer?
Hell yeah. Otherwise, you're going to get fired, dude. I'm your boss. This is Roy from the corporate fucking office. I'm in charge of you. And as a take charge individual, I want you to put... To follow my instructions and put the telephone.
He's gone.
He's gone.
I don't think he's buying it, Rappy.
That sucked.
I wish you told him that you owned his soul.
Oh, wait. I know. I'll get a customer on the phone and then you talk to him.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll call the same one. No, just kidding. Okay. Just kidding.
Free slushy things for all.
I believed you, and I knew it was a prank. I don't know why he didn't believe you. Hi, this is Gary from the corporate office with Plaid Pantry.
Yeah.
And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Hold on, please.
Okay.
Sounds busy.
Yeah.
Hello? Hey, how's it going? Are you a customer?
Thanks. I am an employee. How can I help you?
I'm calling from the corporate office. We're doing the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
No, I'm not allowing that. Thank you. Call again.
No.
Call again.
Oh, he asked.
Thank you.
Call again.
If you insist.
Thank you. Call again.
Thank you. Call again.
That's it.
Oh, you asked me to call again, so I'm calling back.
Hello?
Hi, this is Craig from the corporate office. I'm calling...
I cannot hear you, whoever you are calling.
Can you hear me now?
Sir, I'm real low. How can I help you?
I'm calling to do a customer survey. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Oh.
And I just need to speak with the customer.
Well, we're doing a shift change right now. Can you call back in about 5 minutes?
Oh, well, you don't have to talk to us. It's just a customer has to.
I know, but they're all running the store right now, so they're by the coolers.
All right. Fine. Okay.
Thanks.
Whatever.
Fuck you later.
I better check my sound settings if he can't hear me.
Hey,
Brad,
fine.
Do they wear something weird at Plaid Pantry? Like,
I don't know.
Plaid
they wear plaid underwear.
Yeah.
I don't really go to them that often.
Oh.
What are they, like a convenience store?
Yeah, it's a convenience store.
Okay, never heard of one.
Yeah, they're only mostly just in Portland, and there's a few looks like in Seattle. And
if you don't get a customer, I'll take your plaid lederhosen.
Good grief. Like, I've had 6 people now thinking that I'm the one streaming.
Jerks.
I'm just redirecting them to you, so.
Oh, we hate you people of Tiny Chat.
Are you doing dishes, Rappy?
Say again?
It sounds like you're doing dishes.
Oh, no, my mom is.
Could I speak with your mom?
Please. Can your mom make us a sandwich?
Sure.
Yay.
Put her on the phone. We need to have a word.
Plaid Pantry.
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office with Plaid Pantry. I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Yeah, I have a customer right now.
Okay, yeah, if I could just talk to that customer, it'd be great. Rappy will talk to him.
Okay.
I'll put Rappy on then.
My company...
Oh, or Rappy's mom.
Either way. Tell them they get a free hot dog.
Okay. Hello.
Yeah, they get free hot dogs if they get free hot dogs if they do the survey.
Ah, we don't have a hot dog here.
No, taquitos or you know, a soft drink.
Okay, just a second. I want to take my customer.
Okay, tell them $5 for cigarettes, off cigarettes. Really sell it.
All your wildest fantasies will come true if you take this customer survey.
Free pack of Pokemon cards.
I should have been like, oh no, he's got to like send into the corporate office for the free hot dogs.
Free tank of gas.
Oh shit! I wonder if we could do that.
They usually don't have gas pumps.
Yeah, not Plaid Pantry. That's a crazy idea.
Okay.
Though. I'd like to see that happen.
I'll have to use that one at an AM PM sometime.
Give them a bag and like let them fill it up with whatever they want.
What kind of convenience store doesn't have hot dogs?
Because they're wieners.
There's no check ID for a customer you get under 21.
Trevor, remember the call where I had them disable that in the register, like the check ID reminder?
Yes. I wonder if anybody got like fired over that because they may have sold.
Hello? Oh, sorry. I thought somebody was there.
Yeah, they may have sold to somebody underage after that.
Yes, I'm free. Can I help you?
Hey, Nick.
Hi, guys. I got to wake up to you guys doing a conference. That was pretty awesome.
Wow.
Happy New Year, man.
Hi, Rappy.
Hey, what up? Who's this, man?
I love your new album. I really love the Avril Lavigne song. It fucking kicks ass.
They hung up.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Oh, Plaid Pantry went away.
No, yeah, it's all about the punch the wall.
Do you guys want to talk to your mom now?
Pretty good.
Oh, yeah, put her on.
I wore my Rappy shirt to bed last night.
We need to have a word with her.
All right. Here's my mama. Mama? Can I talk to my phone friend?
No. Let's go.
She doesn't want to be. Yeah.
We're going to get you. Okay.
Tell her we love her.
I need a word.
Put us on speakerphone.
Oh, I'm making my mom really mad.
I want to
make you wash the dishes.
I want to get you grounded.
Slap your mom. Slap your really stupid mom.
That's old school.
Yes. Oh, tell her we're from the corporate office.
I give your mom AIDS.
My mom just accused me of being 12.
Give her a titty twister and send her to bed.
Tell her she's famous now because of her video.
Yeah. Titty twister and a motorboat.
We should ask her. We should ask her how her HIV condition is right now.
The heavy. She's doing the heavy.
How she liked her mom smuggling heroin up her cooch in jail.
No, that was his grandma. Come on.
I know. It's his mom's mom.
All right, what's a city? Wait, Maitland. 7-Elevens. Except it's going to be late there.
That's where I used to live right by that one.
Yeah, that's why I'm calling them.
I can get some fleet gas station.
Let's ask if they found your wallet.
The guy who works there donates blood.
Well, there's several in Maitland. I don't know which one I'm calling.
Donates or sells?
Ask him.
We saved our life.
Thank you for calling 7-Eleven. John speaking. May I help you?
Hello, this is Glenn from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
I just had one. He walked out.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm kind of dead this late at night. What would you want me to do?
We just do a survey every day, and right now we're doing the one for the third shift. So if you could just set the phone down, maybe, and then when a customer comes in, maybe put them on.
Yeah, that's no problem. How long you want to wait? Because it might be a few minutes.
Oh yeah, a few minutes is fine.
Okay. I'll go ahead and put the phone down. As soon as someone comes in, I'll give them a phone to them. Okay.
Great. Thanks.
All right. No.
Hopefully he doesn't sit there and listen.
This guy wants a gold star really bad.
It must be his first week.
I will do as you say.
He must not have got the memo that they sent out.
Probably.
On my honor, I will do say.
Oh, Brad, yeah, I talked to an AMPM employee the other day, and they said they actually did put out a memo saying, do not tell people that say they're from the corporate office anything.
That's pretty awesome. We're changing.
I want to go there and see if they'll give me a bag of nacho cheese, seeing as it's free.
Well, I wonder how corporate would get a hold of
it. It says
that
on the pumps. The few I went to.
I wonder if you could just go in there and just start pumping nacho cheese into a big cooler or something.
The same lines or bucket. Just yeah.
No, not even. You just pick up a 72-ounce cup and just start filling nacho cheese.
Hey, man, it's free. And then take a nice big gulp.
Start pitching that they ran out.
This is cheese deliciousness. Don't they also have some weird salsa or something, too? Which is also free.
Of course.
Take like a pin and start sticking them in the condom boxes, seeing they're all failure test.
Go in there and see how many like napkins they'll let you take and straws and shit.
Creamers.
Rappy, can you go out and test all these theories right now?
Yeah,
wig and demand to use the women's room.
Wait, say it again?
Oh, can you go out to some 7-Elevens right now and test our theories about like nacho cheese being free?
I wish. Yeah, I'm freaking lazy. I'm a homebody. I got my sweatpants on.
It's okay.
It's 2 degrees outside. I ain't going nowhere.
Fine.
Someday, someone will be brave enough. There are no 7-Elevens here because I live in the middle of nowhere.
I want you guys, I don't know. Wait, remember we tried to mess with the AMPM that I was in? You guys did? But
where does everyone live here?
Oh, we're finally getting a Circle K. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
Where do you live? In Nebraska?
I live in Igloo Land.
Yeah,
she's in Alaska?
She's in Canada.
No.
Oh, cool.
But like way, way up in Canada where there isn't anything there.
Canada. Although she does have Wi-Fi on the bus.
Drinks. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Is it the city of Calgary? Because that's a big city.
I live on the East Coast.
Never East. Okay. N-E. Okay. By Quebec, maybe?
Sort of.
But way, way, way up.
Go further east. I'm as far east as you can go.
Think.
She's as descended as the first Viking colony.
Nova Scotia? North of Nova Scotia? I don't know.
Quick, get out the maps.
Seriously. I'd just be on Google Maps being like, oh yeah. Yeah.
It's north of Sunnyvale Trailer Park.
I've only watched a couple episodes of that.
I love that show.
I watched the Christmas one for Christmas.
You know what, Brad? I miss you streaming where you're going on your phone on Ustream, and we'd like scramble to try to figure out what store you were at and then try to call stuff. That was always fun.
Yeah, I want them to make an app for the droid for Tiny Chat or something.
Yeah, I know, right? I've really been wanting one. It won't work on my on any. I tried to use Opera and the built-in browser, and neither of them will work.
I'm really regretting switching now.
They took the Tiny Chat iPhone app off the store, and stupid Tiny Chat still directs to it.
Oh, really? That sucks. I didn't know they took it off. I was kind of upset that I found out there was an iPhone app for it after I switched.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, I can't. I can actually look at all the cameras, and I can like type text in, but I can't send the text. So it like kind of sucks. Kind of blows.
Oh, weird.
It's better than mine. I can't even log into Tiny Chat.
I'm hanging up on that 7-Eleven. We can just call a different one.
Oh yeah, they're still there.
They're slow.
I'll do West Coast. Oh, I should have left him on so he would just like a customer would come on in the middle of another call.
Oh well.
I can get some Fleet truck stops. They're in Ohio. They're like super religious and just really protective of their company.
Who's this?
They're called either Fleet or Pilot Stations. They're just
I know Pilot.
Enormous.
Let's ask if we can drop off our piss bombs, trucker bombs.
They might contain meth.
11, this is Dan. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Daniel from the corporate office. I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Yes, I do.
Okay. If I could speak with him, that'd be great.
You want to do a survey for me?
You want it rappy?
Okay. Ask about her, if she's
Hello?
Attracted.
Yay! Hello?
Hello, this is the lady who was doing the survey. Congratulations, you're a millionth customer.
Okay.
Do you know what you win?
You
You no. win four bags of chips of your choice, so pick them out and you win them. Congratulations, how do you feel? Like a champ?
Oh yeah, like a champ.
You're a big winner, and you win the cookies
okay,
and
well,
four
thank
bags
you.
Of
Are
chips.
Okay, for real. Okay,
yeah,
four bags?
For real. Four bags
of chips.
Chips
I get for being the 1 millionth customer or something. Here, tell the guy that works here that.
Customer.
Hold on.
That's what he told me.
Hello? Hello?
Four bags of chips. Oh, hi, this is John from the corporate office. We were just letting her know that she'd won the chips for this week for the survey. For participating in the survey. We're going to have to bring her back, though, so she can answer a few questions. But she does get four bags of chips of her choice. Any brand is fine. Any brand, any size. Oh, no, he's gone.
Damn.
Yeah.
You're so much more believable than
what I thought.
She sounded like she was walking off.
I wish you told that guy that lady is planning to steal four bags of chips.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Sorry.
She sounded really excited.
Free food for a week.
Wonder if they'll let me have gummy bears. Those really nasty black licorice shit.
Mr. Spessy, you
should understand people like
the most we've been able to give away is a 6-pack, isn't it?
No, we gave away a 12-pack one night.
It's easier to get people to dump beer into dumpsters.
Hi.
Hi.
What you doing?
Hi.
Hello? Hi.
Hi.
Hey. Hey, sexy.
Hi.
Hi.
We're from the corporate office. We're
and,
in a
where are you
we need
wearing?
To talk to one of your customers.
This is a board meeting.
Right now.
It's for a survey. We're doing a customer survey.
Eat some crackers.
I don't know. I totally believed you guys.
And you knew it was fake. But
and,
you still
I knew, and I knew it was a fake, but I still would have done it.
He still might do it. He's still on the phone.
I want to try the bomb's drug dealer again.
No, he's not. Oh, you ruined it, Trevor.
I didn't know he was still on. I thought he hung up.
It's all Trevor's fault.
Yeah, all my fault. I'm a big dumb jerk.
Pretty much.
You're all dumb jerks.
Yep.
I'll dumb your jerk.
I'll jerk your dumb.
That's sexy.
Ooh, that's hot.
These drug dealers suck, Rappy.
I can't believe.
Yeah, what fucking drug dealer doesn't
have
answer
reached the Sprint voicemail box.
They're probably like, oh yeah. Shit, a blocked number.
Yeah, they know better.
I like that he didn't like mind was posted on Craigslist as a drug dealer to his like parents' house.
could you like dial one of those elevator extensions again?
Hey, what could we? Oh no.
I wish we had a spoof card and we could call in as
the bomb,
the police department. Put the police department on the thing. Call up
that'd be
the guy.
That'd be great. Hey, what should we say to the bomb? Or nothing. To the bomb's parents?
Nothing.
Are we done with them, Rappy?
Just angry stare at him through the phone.
He stole our gold calculator.
I felt bad for the bomb whenever that call was being made. I was like, oh man, you guys are going to get him grounded and shit.
He's going to be grounded again.
Yeah.
That's what he gets for buying drugs.
I think we should call his number back, talk to his parents, and tell him that we've dispatched the proper authorities.
No. No. Don't do it.
All right. So, Rappy, no more of the bomb, then?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay, okay. No more.
You can call him back and just tell him he is the bomb.
We just wanted to let you know.
Raise up his self-esteem and tell him
the gold collected from concentration camps.
Did you guys ever hear the prank calls from Roxy to the bomb?
I was just thinking about that.
Yeah, where she's like flirting with him. He's like, "Do you like cats?"
Oh yeah, those are funny.
And wait, they were gonna meet at the Walmart and do some drugs or something.
That's an awesome first date.
I've still got those files. I need to edit them together.
I wish most of my dates went that way. That would have been awesome.
Cats and drugs and Walmart.
It's very businesslike. It's, you know, I'll get you high, you give me a handy, and we'll call it good.
And a cat.
A meal at the McDonald's. I don't know. Here are the McDonald's. All the Walmarts have McDonald's.
In lieu of flowers, please send cats to Roxy.
I wonder if the bomb has a real gold calculator.
Yeah, I want to see that. I want to see what I've never seen a gold calculator before.
I'd wear it around my neck.
Hi, this is Paul from the corporate office with 7-Eleven. I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey.
Oh yes, sir.
Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Customer request, sir?
Yes, a customer for the survey, and then in exchange for the survey, we're going to give them a free packet of ketchup. You're not supposed to laugh during the call.
The condiment of their choice.
Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Excuse me, hold on.
Okay. I can barely hear him.
He sounds sad.
Be sure to mute during a laugh.
I'm tired. How are you?
He needs free
listen.
Is he conducting the survey himself?
Maybe. He'll just give us the answers.
Thank you. Have a good night. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir?
Could I speak with a customer? It's for the customer survey with the corporate office.
You want to talk with corporate office?
Yeah. No, I'm calling from the corporate office, and we're doing a customer.
If you call from the corporate office, why your number is high?
Because that's just how it shows up.
It's the first time, because I'm working at 7-Eleven like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the first time your number is high. Why?
Well, I'm calling from the survey department. I guess our number hides.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So I just need to talk to a customer for the customer survey?
Mm-hmm.
And besides, you sound really depressed, and I just don't want to talk to you. So is there a customer there?
I don't hear you clearly because my phone has problems. Trouble here.
Oh, like it's weird because I could hear that other customer you're talking to a lot better than I can hear you, and you're on the phone. So probably if you put a customer on, I could hear them just fine. I think it's just
Hello?
You.
Is the How are you doing? Can I get a
So put that customer on the phone, sir. Put him on the phone, sir. Oh, he put it down or something.
Give him the free stuff that was meant for the customer service person.
Man, I need to check my sound settings. That's the second person that's told me that.
I think you're just talking to a lot of dirty motherfuckers who never clean their ears.
Maybe.
I can hear you fine on the stream and here.
Yeah, you sound great.
Try swearing at him and see how he reacts.
Call him a sand nigger.
Yeah, call him a sand nigger.
Our bell will get loud then. Marauchode.
You should tell him he needs to take the towel off his head so he can hear you.
That'll be hilarious.
Swish some hydrogen peroxide around in his ear. Stick a spoon in it. Clean it out.
We require this to go racist.
Yay, another white power hour. Brought to you by the BLA.
Brought to you by white people.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi. Is there a customer there I could speak with?
He's left.
Well, why didn't you put him on? I need to talk to the next customer that comes there. Just tell him it's a customer survey.
Okay, sir.
Okay. I thought he was going to hang up.
Me too.
He sounds so sad.
No, that's why I said to give him stuff.
Let's tell him he's going to get a raise.
wouldn't you be sad if you worked at 7-Eleven for 5 years?
That's true.
Yeah, that's
true. You get a free egg salad sandwich, sir.
Does anybody eat an egg salad sandwich from a gas station?
This guy will.
They're gross, anyway. Egg salad sandwich.
Just the thought of it makes me cringe.
Maybe he needs to test out the quality of the egg salad sandwiches. He can sample one.
You live life on the road, you live life on the edge.
On the edge of salmonella.
Yeah, I've stolen a lot of beef jerky and candy from gas stations I've worked at. I feel those are safe. And chips and stuff.
I'm telling on you.
I'm going to call
You're
up 7-Eleven right now.
For getting beef jerky.
Can you give us the numbers, Nick, so we can tell on you?
It's the,
Just kidding.
Shit, I can't...
Nick doesn't care. What is
it? It's the Casey's General Store in Godfrey, but it's the one on Del Mar.
Ah, that one.
Not the
and
other
your
one.
Social Security?
Yes, it's, if I could remember, Rafi, I just
6720539.
I don't think this guy's gonna put anyone on.
No, I don't think so either.
We're having horrible luck tonight.
He hung himself trying to find the
I was gonna say that, but I was like, I don't know.
After realizing he worked there for 5 years, he went in the back room.
Automatically
asphyxiated himself and died.
It's all our fault.
He heard us talking.
Jerked off on the toilet and had a heart attack.
LOL.
LOL, it's a stillborn. I think I'm going to take another sip of my moonshine.
It's a great
How'd that
idea.
Come out?
120 proof is how it came out.
Not Real Street 7-Eleven.
Hi, this is Carl from the corporate office. I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I can speak with?
No, afraid not.
Oh, okay. Is it fairly busy there? Is somebody going to come in soon?
No. No one's coming in. It's been slow today.
Oh, I see. If you could just set the phone down and the next time a customer comes in, I could do the survey on them?
I don't foresee anybody coming. I haven't seen anybody in the last 45 minutes.
Oh, fucking shit. Okay. Well, thanks anyway.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
You have to get them to do a survey about how much they love their job.
I don't want to actually do a survey. I just want to talk to customers.
It starts slipping into stupid.
You should have blamed him for not having customers on him.
Yeah. We're going to have you fired unless there's a customer there in 10 minutes.
That's right. Go drag somebody off the street and force them to come in.
Hey, Raffy, did you hear the things we were doing to Domino's and calling their customers?
Yeah, that's awesome, though.
Okay. Oh, that's brilliant. We need to demonstrate that for Raffy.
Yes.
Raffy's been out of the loop.
Is it at that Domino's?
Making his dumb albums.
This stuff rules.
Mr. Spessa, you haven't done this either, have you? Like calling Domino's customers?
Oh, no, but I was just going to suggest I think we should find some resumes and interview people.
Oh, shit. I just hung up on someone.
That's a great idea.
Oh, I hung up
this
on...
This is my new favorite bit, though.
Yeah, we could do that.
No, I think the convenience store...
Thank you for choosing Domino's Pizza. This is Brandon. How can I help you today?
Hi, this is Craig from the corporate office with Domino's.
Hi,
were you having computer problems there? It seems like the orders that you're placing at your store aren't coming through on our end.
Oh, not that I know of.
Oh, I see.
All my stats are up and everything, so...
It seems like we haven't received orders from you in a little over 3 hours now. You have had business in the past 3 hours, I assume, right?
Yeah.
Could I get the phone numbers of the last few customers that have... ordered from there, just their phone numbers, and I can put that on the computer and see if those show up on here. See if they're...
No, I can't do that.
Well, we need that for the computer, just to see if there's a problem.
Sorry, you'll have to call my boss then. So, but I can't do that.
Is there a manager there?
My name's Brandon. I'm a manager.
Okay, you're bad at your job.
You guys are calling from an out of area number.
Okay, usually it works.
Here's your
pizza. Of course, we're calling from an out of area number because we're from the corporate office.
Yeah, we're not like down the street. We're in the fucking corporate office.
They're corporates in Ann Arbor, and they're super Catholic. So if that helps,
yeah, that'll help. I'll just be like, I'm super Catholic, and like, oh, okay, you're for real. I believe you now.
Hey, why not?
Domino's Pizza. Can we help you?
Hi, this is Glenn from the corporate office. With Domino's, I'm calling about the computer problems. Have you been having issues there?
No, we're not here. No.
And have you been... It seems like the orders aren't coming through on our end, the orders for pizzas. You are open right now, right?
Yeah.
Could I get the phone numbers of the last few orders, and I'm going to see if those are coming through on our end here? See if I can pull up the records through their phone numbers.
The last internet order I had was 224-5867. That just came through just now.
224-5867? Which area? Is that area code 775?
Yeah.
Could I get the last few, and then I can put them all in, and we'll just make sure, like, maybe the last four or five?
Okay, the one right before that was almost an hour ago. That was a carryout for phone numbers 338-3003.
Okay, that's a carryout. And you've only had two orders in the past hour?
Internet orders, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm talking about just regular orders, you know, people calling in. Those aren't coming through on the computer either. So just anyone that's called in and ordered a pizza, just their phone numbers, those are the ones that are not coming through.
Okay, now
because it looks like we haven't received any orders from your location in a little over an hour now.
No, I've had orders all day.
Could I get the phone numbers from the last few orders?
Order before that was 805-990-2229.
The order before the one that was an hour ago?
No, that was 1037. I had one at 1016, was 221. 0373.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and probably just a few more just to make sure that we can cover all the gaps here. Does that make sense?
What's your name?
My name is Roy. I'm calling from the Domino's corporate office. We're Catholic.
Okay, yeah, because it comes through as an out of area number.
Oh yeah, I think that's probably because.
Does pop up.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I'm thinking it's because I'm out of area. My name's Roy.
What's your last name?
Gerbil.
Where's your last name?
Gerbil. G-I-R-B-E-L. And so could I just get the one...
G-I-R-B-E-L?
Yes.
And what's your guys' phone number there?
1-800-DOMINOS.
No, what's the corporate number?
I don't know offhand. I'm really high right now, so that's the problem. I can't remember the phone number.
You're what?
I'm really high right now, so I can't remember the phone number.
You're high?
Yes, sir. We're just trying to get this computer problem fixed, though, so I can go home and shoot up.
Now, if you don't know the corporate number, then I'm not going to give you any more information.
Okay. Well, I think the four numbers that you gave me already should be plenty, then. Thank you very much.
All right.
We'll try and get things fixed on this end.
What a dump.
I'm really high.
He gave you four numbers and then asked...
The Catholic thing didn't work, you jerk.
I guess.
We're Catholic.
No, they have their own university, and they built their own city in Florida that's got a huge Catholic
I forgot where
city.
You even said they were from, so I didn't know what
Ann Arbor.
Ah, I see. Hey, so who wants to talk to a customer?
Not me.
What about Jonestown?
Me, of
that
course.
Was a happening place.
Mr. Spessa. We've been, the other day we did one where we're like, you know, our driver, he doesn't want to get out of the car and because it's a bad neighborhood, and that pissed him off. And the Not Brad was like a stone driver. That was amazing.
The stone driver, that was funny. I remember that.
What else did we do to them? I can't even...
We didn't get through to a lot of them, or they had already gotten their pizza delivered.
Okay, well, here's the last one. This is within 10 minutes, so they haven't got their pizza yet, Mr. Spessa.
Okay.
Yay.
Make it hurt.
Now I'm looking at pizza specials. Damn.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about the pizza that you ordered. This is a Domino's?
Yeah.
I'm the driver. And okay. I was having problems finding your house there.
Okay. Well, it's an apartment in Woodside Village. It's right behind. It's like right behind the Olive Garden and McDonald's.
Okay. And what's your apartment? Sorry, I don't think they wrote this down. For me,
it is number 87.
87. Okay, 87 Woodside Village. And I guess as per state law, I'm required to inform you that I'm a registered sex offender. You don't have any children there on premises, do you? Because that would cause a problem for me.
No.
Okay, cool. Okay. That's my probation officer says I have to tell everyone I deliver a pizza to about my sex offender status. I just wanted to get that out in the open.
Okay.
And then also, what time do you guys usually go to bed?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I said, what time do you guys usually go to bed?
Why do you need to know that?
Oh, I was just curious. I'm sorry. Do you have lots of flat screens?
I'll be here.
Oh, okay. You guys don't have any bars on your windows, though, right? How about alarm systems? Do you have any alarm systems?
From Bakersfield. Who is this?
This is Domino's. No, I'm sorry. I was just curious because I just moved to the area. So do you have any? Oh, darn.
I might have fucked that up. Did you guys hear me? I, like, accidentally, like...
No, that was me. I was too unbelievable.
No, that was perfect. He figured it out, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, you should have saw Mr. Spessa. Brad, like, put in what their pizza order was. So you could have, like, used that for authenticity.
Yeah, here, I'll do that again. Hold on. Let me get it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you can put in their phone number on the Domino's website, and it'll tell what they ordered. And like, and,
wow.
Yeah, it'll tell what they ordered and like how close it is.
Put the link in the chat for the tracker.
Dominoes.com.
Oh yeah, hey guys, 420 told you that.
Yeah.
Let's all get a shot. Hold on.
A shot?
There.
What?
A drink.
Everybody take a shot.
Okay.
Ready?
Take a shot of beer.
I'm going to take a
I'm
shot of
a sip.
I'm going to take
cuz my shit's high proof.
I'm going to take a shot of my glass too. Of water.
Okay. Here we go.
Rappy, it's an honor to be on a call with you.
How you fucked it
three,
up.
Oh, hell yeah.
Two.
You too, brother.
I want to ask you guys if you'll get me a pizza. I'm not getting you a pizza.
I'm going to order you like
one, two,
20
three.
Pizzas right now.
Do you even have pizza in Canada?
Damn, we've got awesome pizza. Not the best, though.
You guys got delivery KFC or something, don't you? Yeah.
Okay. Spessa, you want it again? I mean, Mr. Spessa?
Sure.
This is a large hand-tossed pizza with pepperoni and 8-piece barbecue wings with ranch.
Okay.
Yum.
This prank makes me hungry.
Tell them it's veggie meat.
Wait, did this already get delivered, or is
it
on its...
Let me check. Sorry. You should tell them.
We can't find vegetarians.
Oh, it has been delivered.
Well, that's the works. I can tell them I left a small bag of white powder in the pizza box.
say you got pulled over, so you threw your marijuana or cocaine or something on top of their pizza.
Oh, that's great. And I was calling to see if I could get it back.
Or say you replaced your pizza.
Because it's
no wait, it's cocaine would be perfect because you can say you just sprinkled the cocaine on the pizza and you want the money.
What?
Yell, not Brad.
Oh, Rappy, your mom doesn't need to know what's happening.
Who said my name?
It was Rappy. I thought it was not Brad. You guys kind of sounded like...
Mailbox number 775.
Oh,
I love you, Rappy.
They're busy eating their pizza.
I love you.
You talk louder than Rappy.
No, I don't want to do it.
Rappy McRapperson.
I know. Folks.
No.
You're amazing.
You're a rapper, not a pranker.
I have video proof of
that.
I have video proof of how awesome you are at prank calls.
He's a rapper and a lover.
You have reached mailbox number 7.
I'll try once more.
Hey, Rappy.
It's the 586th best rapper, Rappy McRapperson.
Hey, Rappy, did you ever use your free plane ticket?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hell out of there.
Rappy doesn't know what you're talking about.
You have
yeah,
reached
going to go
mailbox
to Las
number
Vegas,
7.
It was hard for me to hear over the ringing. What did you say? Did you use your free airline ticket? Oh, I have a free airline ticket? What? No.
Remember you were
going
to go to DEF CON with it,
Las
but
Vegas?
You yeah. didn't get it in
oh,
time.
My God. Oh, yeah, I still have it. Whoa, I left that in state at Stacy's house. Oh my gosh! Yeah,
she probably used it.
I left the paperwork somewhere else. I could still go to Vegas. It'll be $80.
All the shit for it's like in different states all over the country.
Yeah. Come up to Detroit, Rappy. We'll get you a minor misdemeanor. Cold.
I will. No, I'll do it in the summer. I'll go in the summer. I need to go tour around and stuff, but. I can't go in the wintertime because it's too cold. I have to. I'm in Washington State right now.
You
and
see,
I'm
Rappy's a pussy.
Yet.
I hear they make these things called jackets.
You come up,
I know,
Rappy.
I know.
In thermal underwear.
You come up in late January. There's the auto show, so you can like sit in Maseratis and Lamborghinis and stuff.
Cool.
And that, like,
I'm you need to come and do a rap show in Gillespie, Illinois.
In Illinois? Yeah, I go in the summer.
Yeah,
I need to go to the summer.
Because there's a lot of rap fans
Illinois,
there.
Go Detroit, Illinois, Minnesota,
Ohio, Wisconsin. I'll do all those.
PLA should sponsor sales from early t-shirts.
I mean, I'll just play shows and stuff. It'll be pretty boring.
If he relies on PLA t-shirt sales, it'll take him like 3 years to do a tour.
Yeah. Have you even broke even yet?
What, on those Harley shirts? No, I'm $400 poorer still.
It keeps rejecting my credit card when I order them. it tells me it's declined.
I'm totally fucked on those Harley shirts.
Yay.
Are you getting sued or something? Yay. Or you got a letter?
No, I just got a cease and desist.
No, fuck them.
But,
fuck
you know, em. I'll still sell them to people. Just I can't put it on the website anymore.
Oh, you know, my friend, he has a, okay, instead of the North Face, you know the North Face of the logo, he has the Northwest. He just changed the word face to West, and he got North Face sent him a cease and desist as well. and he just ignored it. He ignored it, and nothing happens after that. He just changes the pictures on the website so they can't tell. So there's no, like, evidence or whatever.
I was thinking
is the logo
I
backwards?
Yeah, just change. Just don't say it's a Harley shirt. Say it's a road sign style shirt.
Or yeah, I could change the road sign to a PLA bell.
66.
Change the orange slightly.
Okay, Mr. Spesta, you want to try the carryout order from an hour ago?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Call another number before they get their pizza.
You spilled a bunch of stuff in it. W spills mercury. It has mercury in it.
Oh, no!
Is that too much?
My grandmother used to be a dentist assistant and used to, like, bring home mercury for my dad to play with.
I think that could be, like, you know, cause a little bit of a panic, you know, saying that they just ingested a ton of mercury. I don't want to send a bunch of people to the hospital.
Cranking that stuff.
Although it's fucking hilarious, but still.
Wait, what my brother just said? He goes, a previous employee put his genitals on the pizza, and they should get tested for hepatitis.
Well, let's talk
fired.
To your brother then.
Is your brother listening? Brother? Is your brother listening on Cacti?
No, he's just right next to me. Oh. No, yeah.
Tell him to suck a dick.
Yeah.
Then.
Tell him to suck an entire bag of dicks.
Okay.
One of the slices you ate was used by an employee to spank another employee.
The what was? Mr. Spessy, you going to do it?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, with the hay.
If you look down in the chat, I just posted what their order was. And
Pacific veggie.
I want the next one, Brad.
Fine.
Ask if anyone's a vegetarian there, and then say we'd like accidentally put some meat in there. Meat, the veggie thing.
Yeah, just laugh at him. Say, haha, we made you eat meat.
LOL, you're kosher. Not anymore. See, they got ham, though.
That's for the meat eater.
What the hell? Someone put a shoe in a dryer.
Hi, Vera. Alejandro can't come to the phone right now.
Hey, it's Alejandro.
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 Don't call my name.
Alejandro.
We have to make a PLA karaoke CD.
The stars will brighten the night, Alejandro.
Hello?
Hi, I'm sorry. This is Domino's. I'm calling in regards to the pizza order that you picked up here.
Yeah.
For the one large 14-inch thin crust Pacific veggie pizza, and the one medium 12-inch hand tossed pizza, ham and pineapple.
Yep.
Was that your order?
It was.
Okay, I just wanted to confirm. There was a bit of a mix up here at the restaurant when we were preparing your pizza. I'm the manager here. The gentleman that made your pizza actually informed me that he had put a large quantity of marijuana in your pizza.
What?
And yeah, he told me he thought that the order was for a police officer. And he told me that he had put this is his last day. I'm already getting the paperwork ready to have him terminated. But I feel I should probably call you up and let you know that that pizza was a quote unquote special pizza. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel the same way. I'm flabbergasted beyond words, sir.
Which pizza was it that is in question here?
It was the one large 14-inch and the one medium 12-inch. Are you feeling any side effects there? Because he said it was very high quality. He called it hydroponic.
No, actually, I'm not feeling any effects on that. Not to say that I'm actually accustomed to any of those effects.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear you there. What was that, sir?
I don't know what those effects would be. I don't do that kind of stuff.
Oh goodness. Well, no, I don't either. They drug test us here, so if I were to do that, I would get fired.
Hey,
I'm you don't have any.
No, I'm suing this company. I'm out of here. Fuck that guy. I hate him.
You're fired.
Fuck you, you son of a bitch.
I'm sorry. I apologize for our employee's conduct there. Yeah, no. Are you presently in a line of work that employs drug testing, though? Because if so, you might come up dirty.
That's a good question. Probably not anytime soon, but I'll be aware of that.
Okay. Well, yeah. No, I just wanted to sincerely apologize for the conduct of our employees here. This really is not standard fare. This is the first time this has really happened, with the exception of once or twice last week.
Okay.
Can I offer you a free pizza to kind of compensate you for your trouble there, sir?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. It won't be a special pizza, though, if that's a... I mean...
No, I prefer it not be.
Okay. Okay. And I have to ask, we have a kind of a protocol here we go by when this happens. Did any children ingest the pizza?
No.
Okay, good. Okay. Well, we should be legally in the clear then in terms of any child endangerment issues. Okay. Well, I guess that was everything. I just again, I wanted to sincerely apologize, and we hope that we'll have you back in the restaurant here soon.
Right.
And I should probably give you a heads up. The gentleman I terminated the gentleman that, of course, did this, but he did have access to the computers that had your phone number and address in them, and apparently he's very upset with you personally. So you might want to be on the lookout for him. He's kind of a red haired gentleman. He's about 300 pounds, and I guess he's taking it really personally. Like he thinks it's your fault he got fired, which I totally don't agree with. But I just wanted to let you know he does have your name and address and phone number. So again, I apologize.
Okay.
So, well, we hope to see you here soon at Domino's.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
You should have told him it was a prank. I should probably tell you also this is a prank caller.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see that.
Accepting of all of that.
Yeah,
he just
bent over and took it.
He did.
Yeah. I like the hasn't happened except for a couple times last week too.
Yeah,
he didn't catch that. I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't say anything if he did.
Have you guys ever heard of the Papa John pranks that are on YouTube?
Yeah.
I haven't. What are those?
The guy has the same, a very close number to the Papa John's.
So oh, just I've heard those, yeah.
I call him.
I always liked it when he'd go off and say, hey, you know what? Fuck you, you're fired, and fire someone over the phone.
Hi, Rappy.
Hey, my phone died, and I'm back.
Oh,
yay.
Yay, Rappy.
Okay, last...
Why did not charge your phone?
Rappy, missed you.
Rappy, do you want the last Domino's?
No.
It's from...
No.
Oh, wait, let me...
I'll just sit and listen to the glory.
Okay. Let me, I'm gonna check what his order is first.
I'm Rappy McRappy.
To make a rap about pizza.
Five big boners. Whoever does the your pizza's face.
I listen to Thanksgiving Sucks every night. I don't
the
care
song
if it's Thanksgiving
our generation.
Or not. Yeah.
I love this song.
They made song it into PLA great. Radio. Number 20.
The 60s had Neil Young. 2010s had Rappy with Thanksgiving Sucks.
Really, though. Yeah. Really.
I've seen Neil Young.
All the gimpy little short arm children.
I laughed so much the first time I heard that.
I'm glad someone was listening.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, check. Guess what's on his order? Okay, he's got all his stuff, and at the end, it's like $1 St. Jude donation. We have to use that somehow.
Cheap ass.
Wait, what the
fuck? Call him on behalf of St. Jude and ask him for a larger donation.
Yeah, thanks for the dollar. That's not going to buy shit. Come on, dude. Hey, you got like 10 or something?
Listen, I thought this was an old one, but this one has not been delivered yet. It's in the quality check phase of the order thing.
Well, tell him to give more money to the delivery driver.
$1
Hartley
pays for the carbon monoxide to euthanize the kids, sir.
And the delivery driver can keep all the money.
Who
it's
wants
nice
it?
Tip.
Those chambers are on 24/7.
Who said they wanted the last call? The
I wanted it, but I was just going to be the stone delivery driver. If there just has to be St.
Yeah.
Jude donations
well, you know,
involved.
You can do the next one.
All right, give it this. Give me an easier one. This is
Herbal Bacon. Do you want it so you can talk about euthanized children? Because that sounds hilarious.
I think I'd crack up in the middle of it.
Probably.
Euthanizing children is hilarious.
Okay, who's taking it?
Think about the youth in Asia.
How do you think vitamin pills are made, sir?
I'm hitting the dial button.
I'll take it if no one else takes it.
St. Jude children. Soylent Green and St. Jude children.
But I'm just going to tell him I took his dollar and spent it on rolling papers.
And you have to work Rappy's song into there because Rappy's here.
Do it.
Gotta save the children.
You scrape the embalming fluid on.
Like gimpy arm little fucking children.
Fly little children.
Gimpy arm little fucking children.
Inspired tomato
hey,
sauce.
Hey, leave a message.
No.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Go die in a car fire.
Retard. I hate you.
Oh, get me out of here, children!
Is it gonna make me get a billion?
Signing autographs in the food stamp line. Preach you like a pastor.
Hey, leave a message.
No.
I'll try a couple more times because I really want the St. Jude's thing. This is awesome.
It's your fault people aren't answering. And the delicious pizza.
Hey, we should
get to delicious pizza.
We should yell at other customers for not donating to St. Jude's.
Or should donate $1 to the Children Organ Harvesting Program.
Or Oregon. You don't need two kids.
Hey, leave a message.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad.
Hi, this is Kevin from Domino's Pizza. I'm just calling about your order, and it looks like you.
Okay.
I think you should fire these guys.
Hey
Jude.
Sorry.
That was a productive one.
Yeah.
Well, that's at least going to confuse the hell out of them. Like, what the fuck was that?
Sir, you're being deported to a FEMA camp immediately.
You can always call back and apologize.
Donation to St. Jude, you liberal scum.
All right, we need to call off another Domino's and get more numbers.
Your children are the custody of Carl's Jr.
Your children will be placed in the custody of Carl's Jr.
For their organs.
See who I'm eating.
Fuck you,
Carl
I'm
Jr.
Eating.
Fuck you. I'm eating
your organs.
Yeah, You need to get out my balls.
Ow, my ball.
Ow, my ball.
It's the best part of that movie.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Hi, this is John from the corporate office. I was just from with Domino's. I was calling about the computer issues. Are you having computer problems there?
I'm sorry?
Are you having some computer issues there? This is John from the corporate office with Domino's.
And this is Father.
I'm not having any issues at all.
Yeah.
Nothing that I'm aware of.
Okay, let's try it again without Herbal.
Fart Father.
Oh, I hung up on the wrong person, sorry. I hung up on Rappy.
Oh, he hung up on Rappy. Poor Rappy.
Yeah, never fuck with this part of it.
God, Rappy's gonna kick your ass. Or something.
He's this super awesome rap star.
Good evening, I want a pizza.
Oh, this is the same one. Oops.
Rappy will really show you how to blow dudes. Piss him off. The bathhouse.
You have reached Alan and
my
Dan
screen
Cass.
Randomly turn off.
Please leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Is that Rappy? He must be... What's he doing? He said you've reached Alan and somebody.
He's at his brother's house, right?
Yeah, but that's...
Yeah. That's not the right name. I don't know anything.
Oh,
well, I don't know.
What happened? I got kicked off.
Yeah, you did.
Why does my screen keep turning off? Is it the camera?
Thanks for choosing Domino's and Sparks. This is Jan. How can I help you?
Hi, this
That's a woman's name.
God. We said that your name's a woman's name.
Yeah, I've heard that.
It's like a boy named
really?
June. To change the song for you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, that's all we needed.
Okay.
Okay. God damn
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that went well.
Damn it! People, stop fucking with the Domino's side of things, man. That's where shit needs to go through.
Hey, Rappy.
You should have asked if he had a mangina.
Officially died. Hey. I'm just going to crawl behind my computer here.
Yay. You actually hung up on me, Brad.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was trying to...
No, you're fine. That's all good.
I was trying to hang up on Domino's.
We love you, Rappy.
I don't love you, but...
Yay.
I love you, Rappy.
Yay.
I'm not capable.
Yay.
I present love you.
Thank you for calling Domino's Pizza. Sean, how can I help you?
Hi, this is David from the corporate office with Domino's. Were you having some computer issues there tonight? It seems like none of your orders are coming through on our end here.
Don't think so.
Has it been really slow there or something? It seems like we haven't got any orders at all in the past hour. You've had orders in the past hour, right?
Yeah, we've been pretty steady.
Would you mind if I got, like, maybe the phone numbers in the last few orders and I could try and look them up from that way and see if they're even coming through at all?
We actually can't give them out.
Not even to the corporate office?
No, they told us not to give phone numbers out to anybody.
When did they say this?
It was just the district manager told us not to.
Just recently?
You could probably, you could probably try and give him a call and see if he'll call me and let me do it, but...
Okay, I can try that. Did he just say this this week, or...?
Just recent, like, past couple weeks, he's been just letting us know.
Okay, so not because of us, then.
All right.
All right, well, thanks, anyway.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
It's always good to know the information.
We haven't been doing this for 2 weeks. So.
Almost. It's close.
Shut up,
Earl
Legan. No,
it's been like a week and a half, maybe.
Nick,
so it's possible.
Nick, were you on when we called up the Alton, or East Alton, whatever, Domino's, and we actually got numbers from them?
Yeah. That
okay.
was fucking amazing.
I
think that was the first night that we did it, wasn't it?
Because
we were like doing Walgreens or something or Walmart before that, and then all of a sudden you had that idea. It was like, oh shit, this is like way better than photos.
Yeah, photos are so old school. Someone needs to shut up their kid.
Someone needs to euthanize their kid.
Thanks for calling Domino's Pizza.
Hi, this is Craig from the corporate office. with Domino's? Are you having computer problems there at your location?
No, not at this location.
Oh, it seems like none of the computer orders have come through in over an hour now. You have been getting orders within the past hour, right?
Yeah, hold on just a second.
Okay. Oh, I shouldn't have let him go. He's probably getting the manager.
That fucker.
Dun, dun, dun. Get out your dot matrix printer.
Yeah. I have to pull out the big guns now.
Yeah, we have been in orders. Something wrong with our computers.
Could I get the phone numbers from the last few orders, and maybe I could compare them on our computer and see if they've come through? I could look at them by the phone number.
Sorry, can't do that.
Why is this?
Why not? Because it's giving information out. We don't give them information out.
Well, yeah, to other people. I'm calling from the corporate office with Domino's, though.
Well, I'm sorry. You can get a hold of the owner, get permission for that. We're not allowed to give any kind of information out.
Okay.
Yeah, ding dong.
You're fired,
ding
though.
Ding that.
You're totally fired.
You're fired.
Go home.
Can we get the number to the owners, please?
It was just a test. You passed the test, sir.
You passed. Ding, ding, ding. Hooray.
You wish free pizza.
Invalid phone number.
Now go ahead and give us the numbers.
Yeah, give us your franchise owner's numbers.
All right, and then I'm going to need you to go ahead and take home a couple pizzas.
There was a...
Dude, I used to make these pizzas that were like almost like 2 inches tall whenever I worked at Casey's Pizza Place, man.
That's
that was
crazy.
Fucking bomb. I'd have to like put them through like two or three times to get them to cook through.
I always see the commercial for, what is it, CC's Pizza's Buffet, and I'm like, that sounds damn good.
Everything's telling me invalid phone number.
Has anyone been there?
No. No one. Nobody. Nobody ever.
Can you imagine the pizza buffet? God. Ooh. Delicious.
Maybe Las Vegas.
Hey, you were having problems a little while ago, right? Let's call the Domino's in East Alton and see if you get heard.
Nah.
You can do it, Mike.
Let's call Keith.
I'm those poor people.
We need Keith's like personal number.
He would flip out if we start calling him at home.
He would flip a bitch.
Domino's closed.
Oh, is Keith in? This is John from the corporate office.
Nope, we're closed then.
Okay, well, I'm calling from the corporate office with Domino's. Is Keith around? Is he going to be there tonight?
No, they don't do that, hun, so good try.
Hun.
They don't
hun.
Do that.
Hun.
Honey,
honey.
They don't do that.
That was so weird.
Call them back and ask what they do.
What do you do?
And how much will it cost?
Exactly. What will you do, honey?
Hey Rappy, the other day we called Domino's, and then we got them to give us all these numbers, and then while they were still in the line, we started calling the numbers and pranking them.
You know what? Okay, I think I remember hearing it. I remember hearing
oh,
it
really?
On Facebook. I heard the sketchy neighborhood one where he's like...
Oh, awesome.
The driver's too scared to be driving around. He's like, dude, whatever, man. Give me the pizza.
That was not Brad. He's on the phone with us.
Brad,
hell
Rappy,
yeah.
I love you, man. I love you, dude.
Yay. Love. I love you, too.
Yeah.
Stand slow.
Just don't go around his neighborhood.
Hello, this is Domino's Pizza. May I take your order?
Hi, this is Glenn from the corporate office with Domino's.
Okay.
Were you having problems with your computer there? It seems like none of your orders are coming through.
Could you hold for a moment? I'll go get the manager.
Oh, it's okay. I can talk to you. I just are you actually having computer problems?
Yeah, I'm not even. Well, orders have been coming in through the internet. So.
Oh no, it's the phone orders. Like, could I get the phone numbers?
Oh yeah, those too. Yeah.
You have been having phone orders though, right?
Yeah.
Could I get the phone numbers of the last few orders, and we could see if those come through on the computer that way, through the phone number?
All right, hold on a moment.
Damn.
Bitch.
Whole bag.
I wear a lot of jewelry. I'm always up to some crazy tomfoolery.
Jeez. What's that from? Is that Vince Lowe?
Yeah, it's Vince Lowe. I couldn't think of my favorite line.
So, oh, wow.
Hello?
Hello, this is John from the corporate office.
Uh-huh.
Were you having computer problems there that you know of? It seems like none of the orders are coming through on this end.
Let's see. Let me check the internet orders.
Well, it's not the internet ones. It's all of the orders, not just the internet ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it seems like the phone orders aren't coming through either.
No, the phone's been ringing.
Oh.
Internet came in just a few minutes ago.
I see.
Actually, no, last time it was 11:05 was when the last internet order came in.
Well, it seems like they're not coming through on this end. Could I get the phone numbers maybe from the last few orders, and I'll see if I can put them in that way and they come up?
Yeah, the last internet order, is what you wanted?
Oh, the phone, like all orders, like phone and internet.
Okay.
Like maybe I just get the last few phone numbers, the last four.
The latest one is actually the internet. Last phone orders is 702-590-7111. Mm-hmm. It's a hotel phone number.
Oh, it's a hotel. Okay. Does it have the room number on there?
Yeah, 1292.
Oh, I guess that wouldn't matter. Okay, yeah. All right, and then could I get a few more of the most recent ones?
You want the internet one?
Sure, yeah.
702-286-3135.
Okay.
Okay, that one came in at 11:05.
Oh, okay. And maybe just two or three more. The IT guy told me to just get a few of those, and they can check them that way.
Another one?
Mm-hmm.
All right, 201 is area code.
Okay.
410.
I'm sorry, what? 410?
Yeah, 410-3466.
Okay. And then the next one?
Is 909-519-1082.
Okay. And then maybe just one more. I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just saying maybe just one more, and that should do it. We can check it out over here.
Just one more? Okay. Here's one right here. 702-693-7111.
Oh, it's the hotel again. Was there a room number on that one?
Oh, yeah. Is there a room number? Yeah. 118.
Just 118?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So two for four.
Number 11. Oh, floor 11, room number 118. That's the Bellagio.
I see. Okay. Yeah, that should do it. I think that should help us here, and we'll give you a call if they're still not coming through, and we'll try and figure out what's going on. But thanks a lot for your help.
Okay. Well, you said the internet wasn't coming through, or I'm confused now.
It's the phone orders and the internet orders. Like nothing's coming through. And the Hobag before, she told me that there weren't any problems, so I wasn't sure.
Okay. Yeah. Because we just had phone ringing, yeah, everything was just coming through, so...
Okay. All right, we'll give you a call back if we think it's still a problem.
Okay, sure.
Thanks, have a good night.
You too.
Top muffin.
Hobag.
The Hobag.
I love how you sneak that shit in. They never even notice. You're so nice, and then you slip in Hobag. Oh, no.
Aww. 11:05. They haven't gotten a lot of orders. Should we try the hotel first? Or are they going to even let us into the room without a name?
Oh, they always do. That's one of my old tricks. If you call in and say you're from Domino's or a pizza place or any delivery place, you'll get in.
Yeah. Usually they'll confirm.
Happy holidays. Thank you for calling Aria. This is Sandra. How may I assist you?
Hi, this is Kevin from...
Hello.
Hi, this is Kevin from Domino's Pizza. I was calling to confirm an order from a room 1292.
1292. One moment, please.
Okay.
I don't have a room with just one. At the Aria Hotel?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Did they give you a name?
Gerbil. You don't have room 1292?
Yeah, but sometimes they leave out the zeros, so wherever it might be.
The zero?
And gerbil is the gerbil, right?
Oh, do you have a room? Oh, that's a different hotel.
1292. Is gerbil the last name?
Yeah. So you don't have a room 1292?
No. Well, how do they spell the last name? Do they spell it to you?
Hell if I know. Don't act like don't I'm try. Lying to you, jerk.
No, I'm just... Sir?
You don't need to yell at me.
Well, I just talk loud because I've been talking all day. And don't curse at me.
That's no excuse, you hobag.
The person's last name, please. Lord help him.
Lord help who? What's that supposed
to
mean?
The person's last name, please.
Are you, like, declaring jihad on me? She's gone.
So what I guess, the hell is someone listening to?
I think it's...
I'm listening to an emergency pizza party.
Oh. Why? Why? we're on the phone. We're so much cooler.
That one that the person said, they said it was like floor 11, room number something. So they might have left out a number or something.
It turns out those are different hotels. They just have the same last four.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to check the order.
Or maybe the guy working at Domino's is pranking you and putting you on a wild goose chase.
Probably. I'm going to give him fucked up room numbers.
I can't remember where, but we've gotten somebody. They gave us like a police number once, and we like looked it up almost instantly, and we're like, "Yeah, whatever, dude. That's the cop station." I can't remember what that was.
That was the Canadian one.
Was it? Okay.
We're awful up here.
Mm-hmm. This one just says large hand tossed pizza. So does that mean it's just cheese?
Yes. So
probably. All
right. This one has not been delivered. Who wants it? Not Brad wants it.
Yay, not Brad!
Oops. Not Brad, have you got it? Not Brad.
I don't think he's there.
Tabachi, what are you doing? Trevor, someone.
I'll get it.
Hello?
Hey, this is Chris Tompkinson with Domino's.
Hi.
Yeah, you got the large hand toss or something like that, right?
Yeah, cheese pizza.
Yeah, where the hell are you?
I'm at the Hard Rock Hotel.
Yeah, how the hell do I fucking get there, or what?
It's on Paradise.
Sorry, I've been drinking a little bit. Hold on, let me pull over for a second. Oh, okay. Sorry. So, how the fuck do I get there, or what?
Pardon?
Sorry, that's some strong shit. Yeah, how do I get there? Let me light my pipe real quick. So, how the hell do I get there, honey?
What's up, Slappy?
I am smoking a little bit.
I
mean, you don't mind. Yeah,
what?
So how do I get... What?
What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to get there. What the fuck?
I don't want your food, so you can stay wherever you are.
What? I'm already on my way.
Well, you can eat it.
Hello.
Hello.
Yay. Hello.
Okay, there's his pizza order. I mean, there's his stuff he got. And it looks like it is out for delivery right now. Do you want...
Hell yeah.
Dark Stranger? Or?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Act drunk and say you just threw up all over it.
I want one, Brad.
So you can buy more vodka.
I tried to give you one number.
Was I gone when you tried to give it to me? Fuck you.
Hello?
Hi, this is Domino's calling. You just recently placed an order?
Yes. Are you guys downstairs?
Oh, we're coming soon, but there's a problem with the pizza.
What's the problem?
By accident, the guy working in the kitchen, instead of using oregano, he used a different kind of spice, if you know what I mean.
I'm sorry, what?
Instead of using oregano on your pizza, he kind of switched that out for something else that was green. Another little spice.
What, is this a prank call?
No. You can eat the pizza if you want it that way. You know, special pizza. I like to do that myself when I'm making my own.
Well, what's the other green stuff?
Well, usually you smoke it, but,
That's perfect. Okay, well, let me know when you guys are downstairs.
No problem, then. Bye. Okay.
You're like, all right, fuck it.
All right, I'll eat the pizza.
She's going to be really disappointed now. They're going to be like, I'm not feeling anything.
I'm getting high.
But there's no rape this time, though.
We could call them back later and say, haha, it didn't have weed on it.
Maybe it'll be like the placebo effect.
They're going to be like laying around talking about how fucked up they are right now.
We could call them back in a little while and you could say that you're off your shift now and you're going to come and pick up your money for the weed.
Hell yeah.
I would like to do one.
I bet you like to do one.
All your tentacles.
All the way.
Cthulhu. Sounds like we're going to have to rape a bitch.
Yay!
and he usually adds in, like, not rape a bitch, or looks like we're going to have to stab you, you know. But
lately, my threats, I've been saying that I'm going to run somebody over with my El Camino Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
That's better than Tombstone threats of, I'm going to suck your dick.
Yeah, I was still using that for quite a while. Stop doing it.
Hey, man, if you actually found them, he'd probably be down for it.
Okay, not Brad, are you taking it?
Okay.
I just posted it in the chat.
Beautiful.
And it's out for delivery right now. They haven't received it, apparently.
Oh, awesome.
It's too bad it doesn't put their name on there. That'd be awesome.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going, bro?
Hello?
Hello, did you just order a pizza? Hold on, I'll read you your order. We got a 12-inch.
Yeah.
Yo,
the
you got the...
The two medium pizzas and the soda?
Yeah, we got some funky pineapple on there and some jalapeno peppers on the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I'm driving with it right now. I got these pizzas and...
Where are you at?
Hey, calm down. I'm just down the street, but I'm a little nervous to get out of the car right now in this type of neighborhood.
WTF. They're gone. I'll try again.
Yeah, but what the fuck
happened?
You
scared her off.
I don't know. Everything.
What the hell is that all about?
Yeah, what happened?
Calling back.
You're just so creepy.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
Oh. I'm sorry, the signal's not very well.
Yeah, it's pissing me off. Listen. Listen, I've got your pieces, but I'm not getting out of this car.
Okay, so where are you at, fucking?
You gotta come down here and get your pizza, or I'm gonna eat it.
Yeah, I'm
Listen.
Down here, but I'm in the loading and unloading area.
What, are you at the fucking airport?
Yeah, I'm in the front.
All right. Well, I'm flashing my lights. I'm waving my arms.
Okay.
I got the pizza.
Let me see.
I got both the pizzas and half of the Sprite. I got cotton mouth. I'm sorry.
You're in the loading and unloading area?
I'm in all the areas, baby. No, where are you at? I'm sorry. I'm just a little stoned right now.
Let me see. Well, I don't even know where you're at, so.
Listen, I can give you a discount on the pizza if you can hook me up with some other stuff. Other kinds of things, if you know what I'm saying.
Wait, what?
Are you outside? Wave your arms in the air.
No, I'm just trying to find where you're.
I'm up in a tree. I'm up in a tree.
You're under the tree?
No, I'm up in a tree. I've got your pizza and I'm up in a tree.
But where?
How many trees are there on your street, goddammit?
It's a lot.
Two over and three down. Pretend you're playing Battleship. No, I'm waving my arms. Put your hands in the air like you just don't care.
Okay.
Both of them. Drop the phone. Drop the phone and put your hands in the air like you just don't care.
No.
Yes.
Well, I don't see you. Are you in... What area are you at? Are you in the valet or are you in the loading and unloading area?
Listen, if I knew that, I wouldn't be on the phone with you, would I?
Yeah, well...
Do you want to come hotbox this motherfucker?
Yeah, I mean, I'm about to eat this.
I'm about to... Can I steal a couple pieces of ham off this thing?
Like a domino sign on your car or something?
I'm stealing a jalapeno. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, well...
I'm flashing the sign on and off. It's Morse code for come here and get your fucking pizza.
Okay, well... I think you're over here, then.
I'm gonna eat it. I'm gonna eat it, and I'm gonna charge you for it. No, but seriously, I'm in a tree. This is taking forever. You better tip me. You better tip me fucking damn well.
Well, I'm looking for you, but I don't even know where you're at, so...
I'm waving my arms in the air. People are looking at me weird. I'm getting freaked out. Hello? God
Hello?
Damn it. It smells good, and it's getting cold. I might just eat it. Oh, you got pineapple on this motherfucker? Got some pineapple on this motherfucker.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of trees, though. That's the thing.
There's a lot of Jews?
Yeah, just the entire, like, block where the cars are at.
I don't want to... I'm not going to get out of this tree if there's Jews down there.
Yeah, well, I can't find you, and I don't know how to find you.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna eat your fucking pizza if you don't come over here and get it.
Do you have, like, a Domino's pizza sign on your car?
What's that?
Do you have a sign on your car or something? So I can.
I have two signs on my car, just to be clear to everybody, that I'm a delivery man.
Two signs on your car. Oh, I see.
You see me? You see me?
You have a Domino's right here.
All right, good, good. Are they? I'm gonna get out of the car and pretend I don't know who you are. Okay. You better fucking tip me. You just cunt.
She's gone.
Yay! Yay!
Up in a tree.
That was fun.
Just imagine what their exchange is like right now. She didn't seem to care about anything, though.
That was awesome. That was amazing.
I know. That pissed me off. No, it made me angry. She didn't care whatever I said. I was in a fucking tree, and she was
which
asking
tree?
Me if I had a light on my car.
Oh. Hey, someone's dying.
Okay.
Hey, do you want to... the person that Dark Stranger, she said that there was weed on their pizza. You want to call and, like, ask for your money?
Yes. Do it.
Anyone? Rude. Not Brad?
I'll do it if... okay.
I'll ask
no,
if
give it to
high.
Give it to Octowin.
Yay. Oh, yeah.
I don't care.
I'll take whatever one everyone gets bored at. I'll do it.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am?
Yes?
I'm calling from Domino's?
Yes, hi.
Hi, you know, one of our little ladies over here just gave you a call, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, she
told you. What was that all about?
She's just trying to tell you about some green stuff on your pizza, man. It's a New Year's, man. You get what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, wait, say that again, please?
It's the New Year's, man, and she's just trying to tell you about some green stuff on your pizza.
Yeah, I know, so...
Yeah, you dig, right? You're cool, right? You're not the feds, right?
Wait, I am so confused. What are you guys saying?
You know, there's some green stuff on there. It's all kind of flaky.
Okay. So when is the pizza coming?
But no, we can put it on there. We just have to get a nice tip, you know?
But no, we didn't want it.
Well, no, wait. We're over here, we're a little bit... We've been baking stuff, you know what I mean? Can you dig it?
I just want a normal pizza.
Why would you not want that, though, dude? It's...
Hold on, 1 second.
It's for you! Hello? Do you not want it? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, is the same lady that was on the phone?
I'm a different lady. How can I help you?
Hi, man. Well, we're just telling you about your pizza that we made for you.
Yes. Okay. What about it?
Well. You like oregano, right?
No.
Well, it doesn't matter because you put some green stuff on your pizza. You're down for that, right?
Okay.
Nice green stuff, you know what I mean? Yeah. You know what I mean,
no.
Right? Will we even bake?
Okay, what are you calling from again? I'm sorry, I forget the pizzeria that we called.
I forgot too. You know all that bacon.
What okay. pizzeria?
We want an extra tip for that green stuff we put on your pizza.
Okay, what pizzeria did we order from? Can you tell me the name?
What?
Oh. What is the pizzeria that we ordered from? I kind of forgot. What is the name of it?
Domino's, I will give you your order.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Your order is one large hand-tossed pizza with onions, green peppers, one large 14-inch thin pizza with premium chicken, onions, jalapeno peppers, one 8-piece hot wings with one ranch, besides ranch dip cup. Is that right?
Yes, one onions and green peppers, and the other one is
green.
Chicken.
Is it green? You cool with it?
Oh my god. Hold on a second.
I got the munchies. Ma'am? Are you there, ma'am? Answer. Shit. Oh, fuck. This is an arc, man. Ma'am, are you there? You're not backtracing this, are you?
Yes, what's up with my pizza?
Hello?
Ma'am, hey, ma'am, what's up?
Yes.
I got the munchies right now, so I'm eating some of the chips we have here.
Listen, we have kids here. We don't want any, like, you know, we don't want any trouble or anything like that. Please.
No.
Just get what we ordered for.
This is what's going to happen. Roscoe's coming, and he's going to give you your pizza, and you're gonna tip him, you know what I mean? Because we made a special
for
you.
We don't want none of that stuff. We have kids with us, you know. We're families, you know. I don't want anything.
It's a family affair, bro. It really is. Yeah. Oh, man. Shit. What are you guys up to over there? You got any, like, cool stuff over there? Those kids, man. Ma'am?
Roscoe.
Ma'am? Just trying to give you your good pizza.
Hello?
Yeah, hello, ma'am?
Yes, we have kids. Please, can we just get what we ask for? And thank you very much.
How about this? I'll make a special free pizza. If you pay my driver, his tip. How about that?
We don't want none of that stuff. What? We're not into that.
Dude, I came from California, and that shit is great. You know what I mean?
No, we're not into that stuff. Thank you very much.
Come on, it's just a small little tip. You hand it to him, like, in his hand. You know, that little thing where you do it, like, you know, like, I'm going to shake your hand. And then you give him the money. And then, yeah. You know what I'm talking about, right?
No, but we don't do that. We're not into that stuff. So, please, can we just get normal pizza?
What, you squares? You're fucking square, man.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No. Don't hang up. I ain't going to let you have that pizza for free. You are not.
No, we want the pizza that we actually asked for. We don't want anything free.
How about this? What about a good tip? Just for keeping quiet. You tip us.
What?
You tip us and we will keep quiet about your little drug interaction with us.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, dude. Kiki! How about that? You just give us some free money, man. Yeah.
Okay, so can you please just deliver what we asked for?
It's going to be delivered by Roscoe. He's a big black dude. A little bit scary. He'll make you give us the tip.
Okay. Roscoe.
Thank you very much.
No. Don't
hang on right now. I gotta go.
Oh, shit. It comes.
Okay, thank you.
No, bye-bye. You're not going to knock on us, right?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, man. That was funny.
Now she fed some of that to her kids. Now so she's how, like, thinking
when
about
the pizza
it.
Gets there, it's going to be awesome.
So how long did you keep her on there? I just got on here. So how long was she on there before I got on here?
Oh, quite a while.
I think
we had a good five-minute call there.
Yeah, I think 5 minutes, probably.
Yeah. Awesome. Oh, that's pretty awesome.
I was getting worried that we might have to rape a bitch.
I was going to go with that, but
no. No.
No, don't
no,
go with
please
that.
Please don't.
Yeah, no.
Don't ever go with that.
Follow the rules like Rappy.
Yeah, follow the rules.
Well, how about if we tell him we won't rape a bitch?
No.
Wink, wink.
Let's start calling up, like, ladies and be like, ma'am, I'm not going to rape you.
It's your lucky day.
It's your lucky day. I'm not going to rape you.
I've raped hundreds of women, but tonight, I'm not going to do it.
I've
been
like
watching
collar
you for
1,
a while.
Let's tell her it's part of my recovery program. I have to tell people that I don't rape, that I'm not going to rape them.
Oh, no.
Who is this?
Okay, this is a hotel. I'm going to see if I can get through to a room.
You got it.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Bellagio. All operators are currently assisting other guests.
Thank you.
Please stay on the...
Evo.
Hello, can I have room 118, please?
118 on which floor, sir?
11th. Duh.
I have the name of the guest.
Well, I'm calling from Domino's Pizza. I'm calling to confirm an order. We're having a problem with their order.
I need the name of the guest in order for me to connect you.
Gerbil?
I don't have Gerbil for 11118.
Oh, well, could you just call them and ask them if they'll talk to me?
I cannot. Not after 10 o'clock, sir.
Pretty please?
No, I'm sorry. That's the hotel policy. We can't connect after 10 o'clock if you don't have a name.
Pretty please. Well, I'm actually calling from the Bellagio corporate office, and I give you permission.
Okay, I'm not sure on that number as far as being a Bellagio corporate office number.
Oh, well, it's we block it after 10 o'clock.
Okay, let me talk to you for a minute.
Who am I getting? A manager?
Sounds like it.
This is dumb. I'm going to hang up.
We block it after 10 o'clock.
Good evening. Thanks for calling Bellagio Front Desk. This is Andrea. How may I assist you?
I hang up. Should we keep doing these dominoes, or are we bored with them? Or?
No, I'm enjoying them.
I'm enjoying them. I could do this all night.
Cool.
So,
called all night long.
So what have I missed?
Oh, wait, who's this?
Are we? Slacker.
Oh, Slacker, hey. We're just calling up Domino's and, you know, pretending to be Domino's. I mean, we're calling up Domino's customers.
Oh, okay.
Also, Brad, your voice double, you told me to tell you that he loves you.
Oh, yay. Who's my voice double?
Tranquil.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah, he sounds like a young version of you or something.
Oh, weird. He's going to take over.
He's going to be on my show, and then we're just going to have so much Brad.
Yeah, he should just do a show where he pretends to be me.
Yes. Hey, you know what? I was listening to the stream today, and there was, like, mention on one of the old shows that Jen was going to do a music show, and then I guess it hasn't happened or something.
Yeah, I don't know. She got the stream info from me, and she actually connected a few times and did her own shows. I can't remember with who. But Jen, like, had the stream a few times.
But yeah, then, she should have kept doing that.
Yeah, I wish she would have. I don't know. I guess she got bored with the idea or something.
Is she still on vacation?
I don't know.
I didn't even know she was.
Yeah, I didn't know about the vacation. Except for Vegas.
I haven't seen her in the Tiny Chat for a while either.
Yeah, but she's got, like, really cool, weird tastes. She's shown me a few of her weird movies that she's just laying around.
Yeah, Jen's awesome.
Does somebody else want to be Domino's corporate? Because I don't feel very believable tonight.
I want to go to bed.
I want to go to
bed. I'll do it if I don't sound too high. But if no one else wants to.
It should be amusing either way, you know? So.
Yes.
Here you go.
Yeah, it'll make it even funnier.
I'm, like, totally from corporate and stuff.
Believe me.
What am I asking?
this is going to go well.
Definitely not too high.
Very good.
Am I trying to get...
try to not sound high or drunk, you just get like...
Say your name's Roscoe with the corporate office.
Roscoe.
And
I'm trying to get numbers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, cool.
Tell them to give them all your phone
numbers. That's all
just
I need
say, give
to
me
know.
All your phone numbers.
You all can right. do it.
And they'll give them to you. They'll
all your
you.
Phone numbers are belong to us.
Is that even ringing? I can't even hear it ringing.
Yeah, I don't hear it ring. It's just...
I don't hear it ringing either.
It's fucking
ringing.
With my head, bro.
Whoa.
Just say you're at the corporate office and you demand all of their phone numbers right now.
No, I'll get their phone numbers, goddammit.
That's the best way.
I'm pretty sure he's right.
There's no best way.
I'm pretty sure he's right.
Why the fuck isn't...
Just say no questions asked.
Can anyone hear this?
No.
Okay.
No.
How can I help
tell
you?
Hi. Hello?
Hi, how can I help you?
Hello, this is Chad from the corporate office. How are you doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing all right. We show that you have a computer error. I'm hoping that it's just on this end. But are you seeing all the orders that you've got coming through there popping up?
Yep.
Yes, yes. Do you have phone numbers for any of those orders? Because according to this, we're seeing that all the phone numbers are coming up 111111111, and I'm assuming that's not the case.
Let me check.
Hang on. Just check what you see there. Thanks.
I just had an order come in online, and nope, it came in with the correct telephone number.
All right, just hold on 1 second. I won't ask for names or anything because I know it's a policy that you can't give those out, but I just need the numbers so we can just have them on record if we have any legal problems. Can you just give me the numbers from the last... just the last three, I think, will be fine.
The last three orders?
Yeah, the last three orders. Just the phone numbers, nothing else, please. If you could.
I only had one order come in over the last three that was over the internet.
I just need the order numbers and the phone numbers, and it doesn't matter if it's the internet or phone. I just need the order phone numbers, nothing else.
Okay. Well, I've got order number 345187.
Okay, and 345187, and the telephone number, please.
Let's see, 805 area code 290-6960.
All right, check on that. And number two?
Hang on just a second, because I'm actually trying to do four things at once right now.
Hey, take your time.
Yeah. All right, next one, order number 345185.
All right.
Phone number was area code 208 219-4325.
Okay. And keep going. I just need all the orders within the last, few hours since the last shift reset.
What do you mean the last shift reset?
What's that?
What do you mean last shift reset?
Whenever you came in is what I mean. We don't have any orders here from midnight on.
Midnight for you guys. Okay, because you're in the East Coast, right?
Yes, yes, correct.
Okay, so I was about to say, it's only 11:55 here.
Okay, okay, yeah.
Well, I've got a lot of orders in the past 3 hours, and I don't have enough time to give you all of them.
All right, that's fine. Well, if you could just give me a few more, whatever you have time for, that works perfectly.
All right, I got order number 345183.
Okay.
Phone number, area code 505-363-7729.
All right, 7729, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right, next order, please.
And 345-182, area code 702-499-7297.
702-499. What were the last four, please?
7297.
All right, next one.
Order 345181.
Okay.
And phone number was 661, area code 433-7190.
Okay.
And the next one, 345179.
345. Oh, phone number.
No, that phone number is 702-279-1113.
Okay. And just two more if you have the time for it.
345178, order number. Phone number, area code 310-365-5750.
Beautiful. You getting high over there tonight?
What's that?
You getting high over there tonight?
That's what I thought.
Oh, shit. That's what I thought.
That's what I thought. That's why I keep fucking doing it. Keep doing it because that's what you thought.
Oh, that's good. That was really good.
Oh, man.
Just shows you how easy it is to fucking get that information.
Really? Yeah, that was pretty awesome. Really?
Thanks so for the pat, Brad.
Now I see what's going on. I guess I missed all that in the beginning. I just got on, man.
Ah.
Yeah, that was good.
Now we have some numbers to play with, at least.
Yay. I'm going to take them all.
All right, cool.
Just kidding.
Go for it. Go for it.
No. I get the next one.
Go for it, bro.
Okay, bro. All
right, brah.
Brah.
Oh, man, I can't find my skinny jeans.
Oh, shit. Shit. What the fuck?
What the hell is that?
It's Domino's. There's, like, on the tracker thing, it's... okay. Yeah, it's gone now.
Were they calling back?
No, it's... I'm on the tracker website, so we can see what they ordered by putting in their phone number.
Oh, okay.
And it started playing, like, some weird Domino's ordering thing.
You have to watch an ad first. Which one's this? This one of the customers?
Yeah.
You tanging it, Brad?
Yes.
Do it, Brad's Brad, got do it.
It's gonna be so amazing.
It is.
Thanks for calling Fantasy Jumpers. You can leave a message, or you can also reach us via email at Fantasy Jumpers.
Fantasy Jumpers.
What? There's something gay with that.
Thanks for calling Fantasy Jumpers. You can leave a message, or you can also reach us via email.
Damn it.
I'll fantasy jump all over your face.
Oh, shit.
Looks like we're going to have to rape a bitch.
Yay.
Twice.
Unconsensual.
Hey, baby, you want to have some unconsensual sex?
Yeah, this is when say that instead.
That's an awesome.
This is when Nomi Jess.
I want to try that pickup line one of these days. Oh, God damn it!
I'm so hard right now.
I think we just got trolled.
Oh yeah,
Domino's is fucking with us.
Domino's Rick rolling.
He gave us a bunch of rejection hotline numbers.
This one's out for delivery.
Your call has been forwarded to
God.
And no, he's not available.
Who did they say?
I don't know.
Chantel or something?
Chantel?
Your call has been forwarded. Voicemail.
Not Brad, got us all bad numbers.
God damn it.
The guy was on to you. He knew better.
Not yay. Yeah, he knew.
Oh, that fucker. I'm going to be mad if that's the case.
He backtricked you.
We have enough that we can have a few duds, though, hopefully.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think he backtraced you.
Consequences will never be the same.
We should try and call that. We should call that guy back and try and do it again. That's the end of it.
I'll volunteer for
Hey,
that.
Dude, this is us from the corporate office again.
For reals this time.
You liar. You lying motherfucker. Call him a lying motherfucker. None of these work.
Be like, yeah, this time you should probably give us real numbers, you asshole.
Yeah.
No, but all the numbers he's given me are showing up on the tracker, and, like, they're out for delivery.
Yeah.
Oh, well, good. Then. Just call them repeatedly. That usually works.
Yes.
That's what
I found twice. If you do it twice and they don't answer,
just tell them you can't bring it to them because you ate it all.
I'm taking this one.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
I wouldn't.
Hello?
No fair.
Yeah?
Who's this?
I'm sorry?
I'm just calling from Domino's. Did you just order?
Yeah.
Fantastic. I'm out here in the car, and I'm just a little bit nervous to come into the apartment tonight. To the residence.
It's okay. Yeah, we'll go outside to open the door.
Will you come outside? It's a bad neighborhood, and I'm a little messed up. I'm a little messed up tonight.
I'm sorry?
I'm a little messed up tonight. And this pepperoni is smelling really good.
I can't understand you.
Pepperoni is smelling really good.
Okay, we'll be up there now.
Can you come outside, stay on the phone with me, please? I'm fucking freaking out over here.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Been out here for hours. You guys got the hand tossed pizza with pepperoni, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There might be a slice missing from that one.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Good choice. Good choice. Mm-hmm. You sound cute. Do you want to get in the car and make out when you get down here?
I'm sorry?
Do you want to make out when you get down to the car?
No.
Oh, whatever. Whatever. I don't want to anyway.
What car do you have?
I'm in a Toyota Corolla. I believe it's a 2003. I'm flashing the Domino's sign right now. And flashing some other stuff, if you know what I mean.
And you're by the C building?
The C building? Whoa. No, yes, I am by the C building, actually. I'm flashing the light on top of my automobile. I'm about to go for another slice, though.
Hello?
Hello, who am I speaking with?
Susanna with it.
Hey, I'm out here with the pizza.
We're out here at the C building.
At the C building? Yeah, I'm also at the C building, bro. How's it going, man? She sounds really cute, man. But listen, I got the pizzas. There's a slice missing from the pepperoni one, but you only got to tip me like $15. And so, anyhow, listen, I'm flashing the Domino's light. I'm not getting out of this car. I'm fucking freaking the fuck out. I'm a little messed up tonight, man, but it's the new year, bro. You gotta cut me some slack. You know what I'm saying? Hello? Hello?
Oh, she's gone. She's gone.
That's good.
That motherfucker. Orgasm from taste.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
I hated it. It sucked.
Thank you, Rappy. Yeah, fuck you, Rappy.
Hi, Rappy.
Yeah. Yay! Hell yeah.
Zocto win. I never met you before. Yay!
Yeah, but that was pretty stupid. No, not really, though. That was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I ate a slice. Is that okay?
Oh, sure, yeah, that's fine. Just eat a slice. Just one.
Nobody seems to mind that, do they?
Yeah, she really didn't care.
She just blew right past that. She didn't want to make out with me, though.
She said, okay.
What a
she
bitch.
Said, okay. She, I think she wanted to have sex with you, but
we need to call. Can we call them back? I want to talk to that guy again. He was, he had potential.
I bet
he's
going to
freak out at me.
This is somebody
else. Piss off the husbands when they get there.
Yeah, exactly.
That way, the pizza boy gets beat up.
Who's taking this one, Brad? I'm sorry.
Make sure to tell them that you're going to rape them.
Go Brad! Yay!
Go Brad!
This is the one that's a voicemail. I guess we're going to give up on this.
Brad, are you taking this one?
Sure. I don't know.
Are you taking the next one, or?
I don't care. Do you want
I'm just going to... Do what? Sorry.
Do you want it?
I don't care. I can do it.
What?
I'll let you take that one since you didn't get sick last. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Hmm.
We'll just do it. Or I'll just interrupt you.
Okay,
really quick.
That sounds good. Like, just...
No, that's really not the Domino's guy I am.
Just chime in and say that sounds like somebody needs to be raped.
What's the safe word, Brad? What's the safe word?
That's always hilarious.
I need a safe word here so I don't get hurt.
Oh, this one's been delivered already. I don't know what to say to him. What should I say?
Sounds like someone needs penis in their mouth.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Counterfeit pizza.
Yes.
I can't have
it. No, I said pizza, not penis.
Oh. I can just one penis. I mean pizza. More than one penis is always acceptable, though.
Huh.
No homo.
Aww.
Oh, okay.
Your call has been forwarded to an audio message system. 7024997 2.
It sucked that he fucked up that call, too. I thought I was going somewhere with that chick on that call. And then he ended up doing that. And I was like, man, what the fuck?
Damn it.
He was getting all pissed off that I was drinking and driving and shit. Yeah. Hold on, let me pull over so I can take a drink off this bottle.
What the fuck? Not Brad.
Yeah, someone was cutting their cocaine with flour again.
They were cutting the flour with cocaine.
Yeah, exactly.
Cutting it with Ajax.
I cut myself.
I bled into your pizza sauce.
I cut myself with cocaine.
And now you have a terrible nosebleed. It's got all over the pizza.
I have swords of cocaine. Cut myself.
I'm dark on the outside because I'm dark on the inside.
I'll be right back. I like pee and stuff.
Brad's so mad.
Find another beer. Sorry, Brad.
And I need another beer.
You broke that one.
Knock more over.
No.
You should break glass things into a big container like Nick Walters does.
I have heard your order. I got an idea. Somebody can say that it's the last delivery of the night and I'm in my furry costume. Is it okay? I'm in my furry costume.
There's a party afterwards.
Say you're naked and you're masturbating in the car.
No, that's a little much.
Who's taking it?
Me. It's just going to be voicemail anyway, though.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi, this is Chris Tompkinson from Domino's. I'm the delivery driver.
Oh, hi.
Hi, I was just having some problems finding your house.
You have problems finding my house?
Yeah, which address is it?
I already got my food.
Oh, fucking shit. That ruins my whole idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks. You ruined it.
I ruined what?
You ruined it.
Is the pizza what? Good?
Yeah, is the pizza good? Because we had some problems. I mean, the manager told me I had to call and apologize because I threw up in the car, and some of it got on the pizza, but I cleaned it off with the napkin.
And I'm, why are you calling my phone?
I'm really sorry.
Chris, you're fucking fired.
So are you going to give me free pizza now or what?
No, no, of course not. Quit trying to get something for nothing, but I'm just apologizing. So do you accept the apology? Okay, I fucked up. No more for me.
You didn't you fuck up.
I caught the end of that one.
I think that was the pizza tracker's fault. So.
No, I caught the end of that one. I didn't hear the beginning.
Okay. I'm not even going to put this one in the tracker. I'm just dialing it. So here you go. Whoever wants it.
I'll take it.
Okay. I'll take the next one then. Since
all right.
Walked over.
I'll take the third.
Yay! A lion!
A queue.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, did you order that pizza from Domino's?
Yeah.
Alright, well, I'm still on my way, man.
Oh.
Hello? You there?
Fucking shit.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. I had to stop by a couple places and, you know, I had to do a couple things. But I'm on my way, you know?
Alright, man.
Alright, hey.
What?
There's a couple pieces missing.
Huh?
There's a couple pieces missing. I got a little hungry. I had to stop by, you know, I mean, I'm an addict. So I had to stop by a couple places to get a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
But, it, you know, I'm still bringing your pizza, though. You can have the rest of it.
All right.
All right. He's like, cool. Hey, all right. But I'm going as fast as I can. I'm a little high right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But I'll be there.
All right. If you need some pepperoni, I got it right here.
Ooh.
But you don't got enough.
You have some pepperoni? What? They already had.
Wow.
I think they already had their pizza.
That was a sexy little talk.
Yeah. We're getting further down the list. So I think all the pizzas are going to be delivered.
I was about to start talking to him too, but he started it.
Yeah, we should plan for the pizza to have gotten there.
Okay.
I didn't even have to say no homo.
I will take this up.
Here's the last one, and it's probably been delivered.
Okay.
Tell him. How long did you fucking shit all over something? I don't know.
I got a good idea.
Tell him you had sex.
Fell on the ground. 5-second rule.
I thought that was her voice fail.
You've reached Alberto. I'm not here right now. Please leave a message.
God damn it.
I'll try again.
Alberto.
He's probably busy eating.
Stupid Alberto.
Hello?
Hey, bro. Did you get your pizza?
Hello? Sorry?
Hi, I'm from Domino's. Did you get your pizza?
Yeah, I already got it.
Is it okay? Like,
yeah,
it doesn't taste weird or anything, right? Like, there's nothing you found yet?
Huh?
What? Okay, all right, here's the deal. I'm trying to call my driver, and he's not picking up his phone. All right, fuck.
Here, I'll try it once more.
Yes.
He said, yep, I already got it. No wonder that guy wanted me to come over for some pepperoni.
Hello, sir. Hi, sir. Hi. There's been a problem with your pizza, and I kind of want to talk to you about it. But the line must have gotten cut or something like that. Can I hear you? You okay. Sound like a machine.
Okay, I hung up and I'm calling right back because that's pointless. Yeah. Some bad guy.
He must have been on Skype. I think he was on Skype.
Yeah, probably.
Yes.
Hi, I'm from Domino's. Remember, I just called you. Yeah, all right. So there's been a problem. I've been trying to call my driver, and he ain't picking up. So I think I should probably talk to you before you find out about the pizza.
What's wrong with the – I didn't even get a pizza.
You haven't gotten it yet?
No, I ordered Domino's, but I didn't even get a pizza.
Well, wait, what was your order again?
I didn't even order ordered a pasta and a breadstick. I didn't even order a pizza.
Oh, shit. No, okay. Wait, that's what it was. Okay, because it says on my list here that something with flour was sent to you, correct? And that would be the breadsticks, right? All right.
And?
Here's the deal. We have found gnats in the flour. I know it's not really cool, but I tried to call my driver. He ain't picking up, and there's been a problem. There's like little bugs in there. Would you please go look at your breadsticks? You may have gotten a batch. What? You already eaten them? Oh, no, man. Shit. I'm going to let me print out what's on the list here. Okay. Here we go. All right. Extra Alfredo sauce, right? Prima chicken, bacon, shredded provolone. Was that your order? Pasta, right?
I had a pasta.
Alfredo sauce, extra sauce.
Yeah.
All right. Those breadsticks. Those breadsticks. Yeah, those cheesy breadsticks got little bugs in them, and I'm if you can like not like talk about it because we gotta keep us on the down low, man. Like seriously. All right.
What the fuck you mean keep it on the down low?
We're not supposed to have bugs in our flour, bro. Come on, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I get that, but like, you're just calling me just to say nothing. Like, don't say nothing. Like, what the fuck?
No. We'll give you free stuff. We will make another donation to St. Jude. How about that for you? In your honor. Those little kids are going to love you.
Well, you're going to donate another dollar?
What? What? What would you like then? You're not going to, like, blackmail me, are you?
No.
I'm
I mean, but, like, you're here fucking blowing up my phone and not telling me not to say shit about it.
Hey, fucking. I'm not gonna get caught by don't even say blow up over the phone. I know the government. Yeah, they're everywhere, man. So anyways, this is what's gonna happen, alright? We're gonna make a deal right here. What do you want? You wanna come over there? You wanna fight me, man? You wanna punch me out? Whatever. I just want this to keep on down. This is my job, man. My job. I'm serious, man. Like, I'm not even like joking. What do you wanna do, bro? Cause you just ate bugs, bro. You just ate bugs. You just hate bugs. And my phone's... Alright. Hello, bro. Are you still there? There's an echo on the line. Sir. Are you there, sir? Are you going to talk to me? Are you mad at me? Hello? Maybe I should call back. Wink, wink. Are you there? Was that you? You made a donation to St. Jude, right? You're a cool guy. You love the children. Don't forget the children. Okay.
He's hung up,
was that? Oh wait, that wasn't him laughing. Who was laughing?
No, that was Rappy, but he was there. I mean, he hadn't hung up yet.
Okay.
Oh,
Rappy ruined it.
Oh no!
Dang it!
No, no, no.
Awesome.
Yes. I should be really high for that one.
I'm going to call that Domino's back that busted Not Brad and try and get more numbers.
Oh, like,
do you want to try?
Kinky armed little fucking children.
Yeah, if you want to. I mean, just to fuck around because they're not going to give us any more.
Yes.
Stop just drawing.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Hello, sir.
Hello?
My name is Brad. I'm from the corporate office. I have some questions for you. Have you got...
I need all your phone numbers, goddammit.
What the fuck was that?
I was typing, this will go well.
Brad.
Brad. Who are we calling now, Brad?
Same guy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Another Domino's?
I'm taking this.
A different stupid accent.
Yes. I'll take it, though.
Fuck you.
How can I help you?
Hello, sir. I am from corporate office. I was wondering if I could talk to you.
Yeah, nobody at the corporate office is there right now. Corporate office is closed. Have a nice night.
No, no, no. I am from Hawaii. We are still open. Oh, shit.
Aww. Call him back.
He didn't believe me.
Let's talk to him some more.
A dick nipple.
I'm taking it. I'm taking it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Is that him again? Let's all take it.
Yes, I'll take it.
It's your all Brad.
Good idea. Can I be
We're all Brad. You can. I want to be Princess Peach, though.
I want to be
no homo.
I want to be Brad Prime.
Hey, it's calling Domino's. Can I help you?
Hi, this is Brad from the corporate office.
Yeah, we're
Give
all
me
Brad.
Everything you have.
Yes.
Give me all your information.
We are from corporate office. Cannot hang
corporate
up.
Office?
Yeah, I'm from the corporate office, and I'm masturbating right now.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted you to watch me live on Omegle.
We enjoy it.
But what? While you're watching me, I get
what?
I get so I really get off by you giving me your customers' phone numbers. So
I love you,
it makes me.
Okay.
Sorry, I really am from the corporate office, but I'm so fucked up right now on crack. Like, I've been doing
Happy
crack
New
all day.
Year.
You have multiple personalities. What do you think of that?
I even did a little bit of heroin, like, after I was doing my...
He's
God
gone.
Damn it.
He's
gone.
He didn't believe me? I was I'm totally being
yeah,
honest.
Yeah, that was the best one yet.
Oops. Sorry.
We social engineered that guy.
Play all your sound.
Big time.
Success.
We just hacked him.
Here's two.
He doesn't even realize it.
Here's two more that didn't answer before.
Who's going to take this one?
Me.
Anyone but me.
Okay.
Me.
Me, 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 me.
Me.
No me.
I'm going to bed at 5 a.m. That's 4 minutes.
Yay. You and your
Thank you for calling Fantasy Jumpers. You can leave
your half hour time zones.
Fantasy Jumpers. Yeah, what the fuck's up with the half hour time zone?
Fantasy Jumpers.
So confused.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
The jumper of all your dreams.
Should we call it a night?
No, let's do some more. Let's call up some more Domino's and get more numbers.
It's way too early.
Let's not stop this train.
Yeah, let's not.
One of the guys was so happy when he...
In 6 hours, I can order pizza breakfast.
He was so happy what?
Oh, he was just so happy he had gnats in his flour.
Oh, yeah, he didn't care at all.
He was so happy.
Free protein for all.
He was ready to eat
them
all.
Can we call him again?
We should.
I lost
it. And someone else should do it. And be the manager.
I don't know his number.
Oh.
Is that him right here?
Call this random number instead.
Oh, it's 310.
He's the Alfredo guy.
Thank you for choosing Domino's Pizza. Sorry, we're closed.
Hi, what?
We're closed.
Well, you're closed. That's fine. Hi, this is Chef from the corporate office. When was the last order you got in there?
I'm sorry.
This is Chet from the corporate office. I need to know when the last order you got in there was. You're trying to close, I know, and so am I, so let's just get this done.
When was the last order?
Yeah, the last order. I just need the last few.
Okay, give me 1 minute.
Yeah, no problem. Take your time.
Okay, go to the order in.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, tonight's orders.
So the last order we got was at 11:49.
Okay. And what's the phone number on that, please? That's all I need. I don't need any other information.
Okay, one second. 702-528-9635.
Okay. All right. And I just need you to go about 5 orders back for me. And just give me the times on those as well, if you could, just so I can get a sense of what time these took place.
After that one was 11:16.
All right.
Then 11:05.
Okay, just give me the phone number on the 11:16, please.
11:16 was 702-205-0332.
Okay.
What's the last 4? What's the last 4? I didn't hear it.
0332.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And just 2 more or 3 more if you could, whatever you have the time for. I don't want to take up your whole night tonight, but I just need to make sure both systems have these orders.
Okay. For 11:05?
Yes.
And that was a carryout, and another one for 10:48.
All right, I just need the phone numbers as well. It's very important for our data, at least, just for legal reasons.
Okay, well, for the carryout, we didn't get a phone number.
All right, okay, that makes sense. And next order, then?
10:42.
Okay, was that a delivery?
Yeah, it was...
I just needed the deliveries. We have most of the carryouts here.
Oh, okay. So the delivery was for 10:42, and the phone number there was 702-750-6971.
All right.
And then the next delivery was at 10:18.
10:18.
Oh my god, just the phone top. Numbers.
We just need the phone numbers.
Oh, okay. Area code 626.
626.
688.
Oh my god, quit talking over her.
9516.
688.
9516.
Thank you.
Just one more delivery, please.
Okay, slow down.
What's that?
Okay. The phone number there is 702.
Okay.
647-7437.
Your children will be placed in the custody of Carl's Jr.
Do you want to masturbate over the phone together?
Hello?
Hello, do you want to masturbate over the phone together?
I think she did.
I think that was a yes.
She didn't want to talk about it.
She was too nervous.
Yeah.
Maybe she was masturbating the whole time.
She's shy. Yeah, she finished. That's why she didn't want to.
That's why she started laughing. She thought it was small. She didn't feel a thing. What a bitch.
Oh, man.
She certainly was.
She was a bitch.
Oh, the first number, I think she must have... I didn't hear it correctly, so the first one's lost.
Aww.
She was fat.
The 508.
Do we have a couple at least?
Oh, yeah, there's 4. I'm typing them in. But
those numbers seem fishy now.
Yeah, I typed the first one in, and it said it's not a real order. But this next one is. It's coming through.
Cool.
Oh, my God. Why is it just doing that all of a sudden? Oh, I got to switch my theme. There, I turned that theme off, and now it won't do it anymore. Okay, this one says it has been delivered. So...
Good.
Okay.
I don't know.
Probably delivered with all sorts of gnats all over it.
Knowing Domino's.
It's Rappy McRapperson.
Say aphids this time.
Wait, Rappy Rappy. I love you, Rappy.
You're still awesome.
Yeah, I love you.
How
about some lights?
I didn't even know Rappy was on here. Hi, Rappy.
Hey, Rappy.
Hello?
Hey, shut up. We're talking to Rappy.
Yeah, shut up. Why
are
you interrupting us, you bitch?
You know what I
mean? Ma'am, this is Paul from Domino's. I need to put Rappy on the phone. He's your delivery driver from earlier. Here you go.
Hello?
Hey, ma'am, I delivered your pizza. Are you happy about that?
I hope you ordered fish sticks.
There were gnats in the flour. I'll eat it.
She's gone. Let's call that.
She's gone.
Tell her you want to come back and make another delivery.
Yeah. If you know what I mean.
I'm going to give her a breadstick.
Five big boners.
Oh, yeah.
9,000 breadsticks.
Aw.
Oh. She's no fun.
I guess I shouldn't have yelled at her to shut up when she answered.
You said, shut up, Rappy wants to talk to you. That was awesome.
Delivery driver.
I kind of wonder why she wasn't in the kitchen, though.
Here's the next one.
She better have
I don't want to do the next one. Okay. Someone else should do it, not me.
I'll do it. What are we doing?
Whatever. I don't know. It's probably delivered already. I didn't check.
Oh, well...
Yeah,
I got this then. I'll get it. Ooh.
That was a good one.
That was a good one, nice.
Please leave your message for...
What the fuck was that?
That was the coolest name ever.
Please leave a message for her. That's all I heard. I was going to leave him a message, though.
Okay, this has been delivered. These people ordered two pizzas today.
It has or hasn't?
Has. It's been delivered.
Okay. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, you take it.
I'll take in that shit. I'm going to rape it. What? Wait, no. I'm gonna take it gently.
With consent.
With great tendencies.
With consent.
With forceful tendencies. Yeah.
Please leave your message for...
God damn. They're all fucking tired because they... Did you hear... Did anybody else hear that when it...
Yes, I heard that.
Like right... Okay.
Yes.
Wait, maybe I dialed the wrong one. I don't know.
It's like they're playing Asteroids on their fucking voicemail.
They're playing with their mini Moog.
So all of these been delivered?
I think so. I'm looking.
That's all right. You can still like make them sick. They're like all. Hello.
Who's this?
Hey, did you get your pizza?
Oh, I got my pizza.
Was it good?
Oh, it's good.
Oh, did you guys eat all of it?
Yeah, I think so.
Ma'am, do you want to hear something funny?
Excuse me? I didn't hear very clearly. Can you say again?
I can see that. Or I can understand that from listening to you. You can't really do much clearly. But do you want to hear something funny?
Oh, okay.
Okay, do you want to hear something funny?
No?
I don't even think you know what... No? I don't even think you know what I'm talking about. Man.
I don't know. I know who are you talking about, but...
You know who I'm talking about? I wasn't talking about anybody. I was talking about you... And you want to hear something funny? You're confusing me, ma'am.
No, I'm not confused.
I know you're not confused, but I am. This is pretty funny, isn't it? Hey, I'm glad you laugh at me. You make me feel a lot better about myself. Thanks a lot. Ma'am. So did you guys eat your pizza? You know what that means? Maybe. You might. You know, eat. And the ma'am, are you still there? I'm a comedian who is just starting out, and you made my day. I kind of want to come over and have sex with you. Do you know what that means? I think she knew what that meant. What? I'm maybe I'm lagging or something. I don't know. I don't hear anything right now. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Maybe I'm not lagging. No. I think she just really didn't know what I was talking about.
Hey,
she
Dark Stranger, you didn't go to bed.
I know. I failed at going to bed.
Go to sleep.
Hey, Dark Stranger.
Hi, Dark Stranger.
Somebody take it.
I'll take it.
I'm not. Hey, what is it? I think.
I'll take it.
I may be lagging, or I always get somebody stupid, so.
I can't believe that the Domino's girl gave you all those numbers. I said, no. That's playing game show music in the background.
That was fun.
So they're on the. Hello, sir.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, of course.
Hi there. Did you get your pizza tonight?
No.
You didn't get your pizza? Hello. Did you get your pizza tonight, sir? Hello? Hello, sir.
Yes.
You get your pizza. All right. How was your pizza?
Pizza, pizza pie.
Pizza, pizza pie.
Hello?
Sir.
Sir.
Wake up!
Thank you. Thank you.
Sir, I pissed all over your... Never mind.
Bong it.
I ruined it.
How did you like the soggy crust? You like soggy crust? I piss on your pizza.
Buena?
Hello, ma'am.
Hola.
Yeah?
Hello. Hey, hi. Did you get your pizza tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There was a problem?
No.
No. There was a problem with it on our side. There were hypodermic needles in your pizza. Did you find them?
What are you talking about?
There were junkies in a flour who were shooting up smack. And we found them today, and we don't know where all of the hypodermic needles went.
You're stupid.
No, ma'am.
Ma'am, your pizza has AIDS.
It AIDS.
You're stupid.
Praise the J so you don't get AIDS.
Ma'am. She said, you're stupid.
You're stupid. You're stupid.
I declare her the winner.
That's why I wanted to hurry up and tell her pizza had AIDS. I'm sorry for interrupting, but I had to tell her that.
You ruined it.
She called you stupid. No, I didn't ruin anything. She called him stupid.
I wanted to let her know.
I'm pretty sure her pizza probably has AIDS.
I think Grappy ruined it.
If it doesn't, it should have.
She That's got an extravaganza day. Feast.
Happy birthday, you have AIDS. Thanks. Merry Christmas, here's AIDS.
Good night, everybody.
Good night,
Dark Stranger. It's not good for me.
Yes.
Good night.
Except for
good night, everybody, too.
Good night.
Wait, what do I do?
Dark Stranger, sleeping's not good for you, though.
Just five,
I've heard.
5 more minutes, Dark Stranger.
I watched Mari, and they told me sleeping's not good.
Who's going to take this one?
Me.
Yes.
Oh,
go, Brad.
How much longer am I going to stay on now?
This is not a
question. So funny, though.
Why you hate me?
Just go buy some meth. Maybe up all night.
I need some wake-up caffeine pills. Just snort those.
No, just go get meth.
Yeah. It helps you, Jeffrey Dahmer.
This is a Honolulu Domino's. I'm sure we've done them already.
I watched his interview recently.
Aww.
Chris Hansen.
I should do Motel 6 after this one.
Yes.
That's just my request. I request Motel 6s.
I hate your request. Fuck off.
I think you should get
Brad,
naked.
Why do you always hate me? That's why you banned me.
Fuck off, no homo.
Fuck me, no homo. Oh, shit. Sorry, sir, I didn't realize you were an officer. What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Don't trace me, bro.
Oh, shit.
Hey,
somebody's backtracing it.
Remember the one that I told to shut up and Rappy tried to talk to her? I'm gonna call that. I'm gonna call that back right now.
Where's Rappy?
She sounds like she may or may have not been really sexy.
Yeah.
What happened to Mr. McRapper?
Oh, Rappy's gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
Really?
I didn't see him leave.
Rappy.
He's gone.
Hello?
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 Yes?
I was just wondering why you're so stupid.
Fuck you, ass up, piece of shit. Call one more time and call the police for your fucking ass, idiot.
You are very stupid.
Why
didn't
you do that? Just go ahead and call the police.
Right,
I was fucking calling myself.
You're the most stupid woman in all world.
They punched out my teeth.
I really pissed her off right there.
You should call her.
That is one lady that does not like being called stupid.
Here.
I'll talk to her again. What, Brad?
This is the person?
Sweet.
Brad.
What?
You have reached the Sprint voicemail.
What a bitch.
What a cunt.
Okay, this is the one that wasn't showing up
the word cunt.
In the Domino's computer, so it's probably not going to be a good number, but we'll try anyway. Invalid.
Oh.
Call him.
Welcome. Yeah.
Call him.
Here's the last one, but I think we tried it already. Oops. Hold on.
I don't think we should stop after this one, though. I think we should keep going.
Oh, my God.
There's some more numbers.
I'm not.
I said, hello, ma'am, I think you're stupid. She said,
fuck
she
you.
She freaked out, man. She freaked out on me. She's crazy.
Rappy,
I
don't Rappy, call back. We love you. Sorry.
Yeah, Rappy, call back. I didn't even know he was on the phone for, like, the first 20 minutes of this conference.
This is very quiet.
He was.
Slacker, do you have a waterfall in your bedroom?
Two of them.
Okay. Just checking.
No, that's probably my computer fan. Isn't that sexy, Simon?
Yeah, it's amazing.
No.
Please leave your message for...
Is it really that bad?
No, it's more of a dial-up sound.
Oh, well, I'm not on dial-up. Whoa, what was that? Somebody has a tornado coming to their house right now.
I was imitating you.
Is it really that bad?
It's not that bad, but it's pretty bad.
Okay, well, I'll mute my mic when I'm not talking.
Hi, Tracy.
Hey, Tracy.
Hi.
Tracy, say hi again.
Are you really Tracy?
I'm gonna speak
to you. Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office with Domino's.
Hi.
Hi, were you having problems with the computer there? It seems like none of your orders are coming through on our end.
I mean, no, we've been having calls, and we have internet orders and everything, so...
It shows we haven't gotten any orders, anything's come through on our computer for close to an hour now.
Oh, really? No. Well, it's been slow for the past hour, but we've had orders.
Oh, you have had orders in the past hour?
Yeah.
Could I get the phone numbers from the past... could I get the last few orders the last few phone numbers and I can see if they come through on the computer on this side?
Okay. One I just took is 808 554-0679.
Yep.
And then 808-734-0912.
Yep.
And then 808-457-6693.
Okay.
So, I mean...
Is that all from this hour, then?
I'm sorry?
Is that all from this hour?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, could you keep going back and until we get one that pops up here that's a match?
Okay. 808-351-0447.
Okay.
808-255-6968.
Okay. These are phone orders and internet orders, right?
Right.
Okay, good.
808-277-1538.
Okay.
See, I just kind of logged out there. Okay, 1538. 808-391-1790.
Okay.
808-542-0699.
Oh, okay.
907-632-7032.
Okay, that one's in here, so that must be where the problem happened. That should do it for us then. I'll get this to our IT guy, and we'll try and figure out what the problem is on this end.
Okay, so it's really not registering your end.
Yeah, apparently everything's working fine on your end, but we're not seeing the orders over here, so.
Right.
We'll give you a call, though, if we can't figure things out still.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you very much, and have a good new year, and Kwanzaa.
Well, that guy was keeping it.
That guy was like so efficient. I could have gotten like 10 more. I bet.
Yes, he was on it.
Yeah,
call back.
Could he give you some?
Huh?
Did he give you some numbers?
No, he didn't give me any. It sucked.
Oh,
he's like, no.
I ran away for a second.
We can't do that.
I had to go to the bathroom. What an asshole.
Vacuum?
Now it sounds like a vacuum. I think he's fucking with us.
He stole Soliton's vacuum.
I'm going to go ahead and pull
it. It works pretty well.
He's making a smoothie. I'm typing this into the
thing. A smoothie.
It's making me pick my theme again. Oh man, they just
giving his cats cancer by smoking in front of him.
This one is in the middle of step two on the computer thing. Hi, Tracy.
Hello. Hi.
Tracy, don't mind. I'm vacuuming.
You're vacuuming.
Are you on dial-up, Tracy? Okay.
So it is.
Dark Stranger, before you go to bed, you should take this one.
Okay,
here we go. I put the order down.
We love
nothing.
You.
Hurry up.
Go, Dark Stranger.
Hello?
Hi, this is Domino's. We're wondering if you received your pizza yet?
Is it?
Domino's?
It's what? Yeah.
Domino's. Did you get your pizza?
No, I actually just ordered it like just minutes ago.
Oh, okay. Well, actually there's been a little issue with your pizza.
Oh, really?
It seems that one of the cooks got a little bit hungry and started drinking all the dipping sauces you ordered, which was quite a lot, actually. What'd you get? Ranch dip? Barbecue dip?
Yeah,
habanero dip? What are you dipping in all that sauce?
Mm-hmm.
What are you dipping in all that sauce?
The chicken wings we ordered, the boneless chicken wings.
Oh, it shows here that my cook also ate the chicken wings. But we can send you along the spinach chicken.
I don't understand.
No, you don't.
What are you, stupid?
I don't think I understand either.
You are very stupid. Very.
You are the most stupid woman in the whole world.
And you're a bitch.
And we're going to have to cancel your order.
I hope your order has AIDS.
Huh?
What's up? Sir? Sir, are you there?
Yeah, you ordered an illegal amount of dipping sauce. You're only allowed to have two, so we have to cancel your whole order.
I don't understand why your wife is being so rude to us, sir. We were just trying to tell her it was going to be a couple minutes late, and she told us that... Oh, I don't even... You heard her. You had to if you're in the same room. Crazy. What's
sir,
wrong with
I
your
get...
wife, sir?
What are you talking about?
Your wife's a super bitch.
I get think so your wife
is very, very back. Stupid. Very.
Is there two people talking?
I get very forgetful of my opium binges.
It's actually like three people, but your wife is still a stupid bitch. And we're not going to deliver your pizza. I'm going to fucking eat it all. How's that sound?
I'll come down. You talk to me, man. I'll be right
down. Oh, yeah. You want to be tough?
Hell yeah.
You
want to be right there, bro. Bring it.
Let's do this. Wait till I deliver your pizza. I'm going to fucking piss on your pizza and then deliver it, and then I'm going to piss on you. And then have sex with your wife. And then have sex with you. Yeah, I'm on my way. Here I come. Uh-oh, I'm almost in front of your house. Oh, shit. Oh, I'm hitting the brakes. See the brake lights? You're a fucking idiot. Yeah, no, not a minute. Right now, bitch. I'm right outside. Come on out. I'm taking all my clothes off right now. I'm ready. I'm naked. Oh, man. I don't even have pants on anymore.
He's going to throw boneless chicken wings in your face.
Yeah, he's going to beat up the...
I don't know what the hell happened there. I was like, what? What are all these codes? I don't know what they are.
You guys realize he's probably going to beat up the delivery driver tonight.
I would like to do another one.
No.
I think... Aww. No. Two more, then.
I'm assuming 20... B-O-R-N-G.
Three more then.
I get this one.
Yeah, four. I think I don't need to take any.
I caught the bread.
But I wanted to jump in because I wanted the delivery guy to get beat up.
Of course.
Uh-huh. Which he will.
That's always hilarious.
After that call, he will get beat up. He's ready. Tough guy.
Who's taking this?
Me.
Fuck you, Brad.
Fine.
Yay.
And then I'm after.
No, Brad's taking that one.
Hi, this is James. I'm the delivery driver for Domino's. I was having troubles finding your house.
Oh, okay.
And which color is it? Is the light on?
The light was just on.
It was just on? Can you get it? Oh, God. I just threw up on your pizza. I'm sorry. I'm going to wipe it off, though.
Okay.
Hold on. It's hard to tell, because you got the ham and diced tomatoes.
What's that?
It's hard to tell that I threw up on it. It's got the ham and diced tomatoes. So I'm just going to bring it on over. Is your light on yet?
Yes.
Sorry. I've been sick all week.
Okay.
I didn't touch the stuffed cheesy bread, though. Those were closed. I just had the pizza open because I was eating ham off of the top. I still can't see your house, though. Are you blinking? Could you blink the light for me?
What street are you on?
Your street. Sir? Are you blinking it?
Yep.
I don't see you blinking it.
It is.
You're okay with the puke all over your pizza?
I don't know.
Because, I mean,
no,
I cleaned it off. I just had the box open because I was eating the ham off of it. So, did you just hang up? Blink slower.
Fuck off and die in a car fire.
Looks like we're going to have to rape a bitch. What's up, folks?
I think rape is necessary.
Yes.
Rape, hey, baby. Want to have some commodities now? Sex?
Nobody gets angry.
I know.
Hey, baby. Dude, the best pickup line is, hey, baby, you want to get pregnant? That's always worked for me. Always.
I bet you someplace where you need to pick cities like where people are kind of like tough and shit, like Detroit or something.
Detroit City.
Or what? Wait, what's that murder capital?
Who's taking this one?
Oakland, California.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say
Illinois.
I dropped it on the ground.
I'm pretty sure it's Springfield, Illinois. Or Alton.
Hi, how's it going tonight?
Who is this?
This is Chad from Domino's. Did you get your pizza yet?
Nope, not yet.
Alright, I just talked to the delivery driver, and he's real stoned, and he's a little afraid to get out of the car right now.
He's stoned?
He's stoned. marijuana. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got the ranch dip and the fucking hot sauce and the 2 liter Coke, correct?
Did you just swear at me? What's going on right now?
I don't swear to anything, but I promise you we can get your order to you if you can come outside. The delivery driver's just a little nervous to get out of the car right now, and I don't blame him, man. I don't blame him. This is Chet, C-H-E, Tizzle, my fizzle. He's telling me your house looks like a fucking crack house, bro. Come on, man. Like, can you at least come out to the sidewalk?
Dude, I have no idea what you're talking about or who this is, but I'm going to call Domino's back, and I got some serious complaints.
Bro, you can talk to me right now. I can even three-way the manager in if you'd like. Oh, he hung up, didn't he?
What an asshole.
I hope he yelled at Domino's.
Seriously, bro, he's got some complaints.
Dude!
Yeah, I looked it up. The murder capital is North Omaha, Nebraska, with at least one murder a day.
The fuck?
What? Wow, Nebraska?
Yeah, North Omaha, Nebraska.
Middle of America.
That's insane. We can fix that.
Yes.
We can change. We can increase shit. That by another two or three.
We can change this right now.
Have you stabbed your neighbor today?
No. I want to talk.
I was thinking of Flint, Michigan, though. Flint, Michigan is supposed to be really shit.
Yeah, I thought it was somewhere in Michigan.
Flint.
Yeah, where they shut down the car plant or whatever.
Hey, I'm going to take this.
How is it Nebraska, though? Is it even that populated?
Okay. Slacker's taking this one.
Take it.
Turn off your vacuum cleaner, right. Slacker.
I'm trying to vacuum and talk at the same time. I can't help it. And make it slushy. A smoothie. Trying to make a smoothie and back. I gotta get shit done while I'm doing this.
Hello, you've reached the confidential voicemail box.
God, why do I always get bullshit?
Please leave a message and the call will be returned.
Her voicemail's like, you've reached the confidential mailbox of some so-and-so.
It was so confidential that they wanted to listen to that name.
Why would they say that? That's weird.
Is it really that bad in my mind?
And then the chat said the bomb is grounded.
I don't want it to be.
Hey, Rappy's gone. Let's prank the bomb all night.
Are you going to prank Rappy?
Okay.
Is that what you said?
No, I said we'll prank the bomb.
What is wrong with these people?
It just said not enough Skype credit.
That means I'm good to bed. Yay, good night.
No. We got more Skype credit where that came from. I hope. I don't have any, but hopefully somebody...
I mean, someone else has to host, and I'm not hosting.
We've got six more numbers here.
Yeah, come on.
I'm going to put up an appropriate smiley face, and then I'm going to hang up.
No.
Here we go. Good night.
I've got a debit card.
Aww. There's really no reason to go to sleep.
Yes. Never. Oh, she's already gone.
She's sleeping already.
I was sick of her anyway.
Alright, so now what, guys?
Let's keep this train going.
I think we should. This should be the official 24-hour show.
I wanted to call that Domino's back, and
is Cool Rob around? Because I could host, guys, but like I'm kind of like in and out because I have to clean here. I've got somebody coming over tomorrow.
Rob is in the tiny chat, but Cool Rob is not responding in the tiny chat, so he's probably passed out or sleeping or something.
What a jerk!
Yeah, what up?
What an asshole!
I hate him.
Oh yeah.
He just hangs around and acts like he can't be there in the last, he should just be there whenever we're ready.
Yeah. No. We're vacuuming our rugs.
While I'm trying to vacuum and make a smoothie, he should be there waiting for it.
Yeah. I don't see why
that's
not.
My laptop.
Everyone should get exactly. Skype out going. That's what it's all about.
Everyone should probably not be as poor as I am, and I could.
Did you say whore?
It's actually pretty cheap. I do it instead of fake.
Are there any more numbers, Brad?
Yeah, yes. There's like six. Hold on, I'm going to try something.
Yes. Okay, try something.
Do that shit.
Are you going to try to Google
hey,
voice
cool
it?
Cool Rob is there. Hey, Cool Rob just said I'm here in the Tiny Jack, guys. So he said add me. Let me see. I will tell you guys. If you guys don't have a Skype, I'll add him. Or I'll tell you guys what it's. I think now
you can. I just got this amazing idea. I'm just going to hang up and go to bed. Good night.